This is what our competition plays from sunup until sundown.
Halftime races?
Records. They play records. The same record you could play on your gramophone at home. And this is what we give our audience.
Head my way.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The famous and unknown. The professional and amateur announcer.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
My greetings to both of you.
Radio gods. The Don and Mike Show. Copyright 1997. CBS Radio.
You people never cease to amaze me.
All rights reserved. Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation. And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
As you all know, this show of ours is a sort of catch-as-catch-can affair with everything up for grabs.
Our kids don't even rehearse. They just audition and then go on.
Would you identify yourself?
Previously on the Don and Mike Show.
Brian Wilson also performed at the induction ceremony at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Michael Jackson was there last night.
I would like to say hi to Brian Wilson. I'm a big fan of yours, Brian.
Pedophile! Hey, Michael! Me like you!
What is that under your cheek, Brian?
I made... to make all make love with your pooper scooper.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bobby, give me that club. Son, maybe I'm not getting through to you. Let me explain. You gotta respect other people's things. You do not use a man's pitching wedge to hit clumps of mud.
It's not mud, Dad. It's dog dew.
For equal opportunity offenders with no regard to race or gender. Tune in, the boys, and try not to laugh, but Don and Mike are gonna kick you in the... Say Mike O'Meara and Don Geronimo, gods of afternoon radio. You disagree? Well, no problem. If you don't believe me, just ask them. Don and Mike. Two guys you can't help but like, Don and Mike. Two guys you can't help but like, Don and Mike. You can't help but like, Don and Mike.
You know me, always a sunny disposition, but I've got to already pick out the first most annoying guy of the day. You, the guy right there in the red and blue shirt. Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer, buddy.
He's
come on.
Fascinated.
Move the light on. Move it on. He's right in my direct light of sight. Sign of light.
Line of sight. Line of sight as you... yeah, now we've got a very good view of the tree across the parking lot.
Not that I don't wish that we could mingle with our fabulous listeners every day.
Well, he's moved over behind the telephone pole now, and he's hiding a little.
But gosh, Mike, he scares me.
Hey, I know he's got that scary look about him, but he is smiling. That's a good sign.
Hello, RJ.
Oh, the first technical snafu of the afternoon. We are.
Who had 303? Whoever had 303, Buzz wins the pool.
Right. Hey, Daryl, and that's a good way to do it, too, with your back to us. That'll work very effectively today.
How many you got today, RJ?
I have three, Doc.
All right, let's hear them loud and proud, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Marsky and all the ships at sea. It's the only radio show with the consistency of hardened cooking grease and the smell of burnt oil. Don and Mike.
Oh, yes, globs. Goofy globs.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, continue.
Yeah, well, that wasn't good.
I was fond of it.
A roaring belly laugh or something? Look, you're boring the Hooters girls.
I keep hoping. With a reminder that goat breeding, history teachers, and beer just don't mix. It's Don and Mike.
Look, at the Hooters girls are totally blowing you off. I don't blame you, girls.
That wasn't funny, right? You didn't think that was funny, did you?
Right. He's just our lackey. Okay, number three, please.
Here they are. They're not wearing pants, and they've got their putters in their hands. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Very poor.
Yeah, very weak effort for the live broadcast at Woody's.
Go drown yourself in the waterfall, Rob.
I shall be back.
Take the wireless microphone over there, and let's get a quick listen to the sounds of the waterfall by hole number 7. Here goes Rob.
Listen to that.
Listen to that.
Isn't that beautiful?
Anybody out there got to pee right now?
Oh.
I should point out
that I was a little late for the broadcast.
I had to go so bad. Oh.
I really do.
Oh, there's nothing better. Rob, keep it there. I still got to go. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby. Do I make you pee? All right. Thank you, Rob. Thank you for the sound effects. And thank you for listening. Coast to coast and nationwide via Westwood One Entertainment, darling. Don Geronimo with Mike O'Mara. That's why we call it your cotton picking Don and Mike show.
Here we are, putters in hand, ready to go.
And there's our friend Guy Burbank sharing the desk today. No, no walls, no plexiglass between us today. Hi, Buzz.
This is great. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
And yes, it's finally here, everybody. The Great Underpants Open. And boy, was I proud to hear that at Woody's Golf Range here in Herndon, Virginia, on Leesburg Pike. Oh, look at that. The Hooters girls, when they drop something, they bend over to pick it up.
Yeah. I miss that. Oh, look at that.
See, she just did it. She just did it again.
Man, the Hooters girls have turned out in force today. How many Hooters girls
well,
do we
Mike,
have?
Well, Mike, there would be a Hooters girl on every hole. As you know, I hate to see a hole without a Hooters girl, so we want to thank the good folks at Hooters for sending by a Hooters girl on every hole. There's a gal on hole 6, hole 7, and hole 9 to your right.
One of them posing. Is that a tattoo that you have, a little tattoo?
Hey, yes. You've got good vision.
Wow.
You got really good vision. Hi, Hooters girl.
What did I say? Hello.
Hi there.
My name is Heather. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Heather. Nice to see you. And you are hole number what? What is your hole?
9.
Hole number 9, everybody.
Hole number 9.
Well, nice to see you, Heather. The Hooters girls will be at every hole. We're at Woody's Golf Range in Herndon, Virginia. And yes, indeed, plenty of threatening calls from the local PTA. And the promise, and we hope it comes through, the promise of a protest today.
A protest because of our broadcast at the golf range?
That's right, because I guess ladies with blue hair who have nothing better to do are concerned that we're going to have guys and gals playing miniature golf in their underpants today. So I say, bring them on.
My God, it's good, wholesome, all-American fun.
The more, the merrier. We are at Woody's Golf Range. It's on Route 7 in Herndon, Virginia, and 18 fun-filled holes, and everybody that comes by and drops trow can play a free round of golf. The lowest round of the day, the lowest score of the day, gets $1,000 and gets to wear the much ballyhooed green boxers.
This is a beautiful facility for miniature golf here, complete with the water hazards. You heard the babbling brook earlier, and these holes are beautiful.
And listen, I am, as much as Mike is a connoisseur of regular golf,
yes,
I fancy myself a connoisseur of the miniature variety.
You know your way around a few good miniature golf holes?
And I'll tell you, the AstroTurf here looks well trimmed.
Yes, it looks like it's beautifully maintained. They must have an exquisite greenskeeper out here.
And a tip of the cap, yes, to whoever trims the bushes. Because the foliage is also nicely trimmed. You have the cascading waterfall. You have the long straightaways. See on this one over here, I can't figure this one out because there's two holes on this one right here. You see, there's a hole over here to my left.
Yeah.
And there's a hole way up there by where the Hooters girl is. Rob, how can there be two holes on one separate golf hole?
Different levels of difficulty. I believe the red hole is for the ladies.
Oh, you mean they have ladies' tees and men's tees?
Yes, the white hole.
Isn't that how it always goes, Rob?
Well, sometimes, Don. The white hole is for the men. Today, we will be competing with the expert level blue hole.
Oh, well, see, I've never been to a miniature golf course that is of such a professional level.
I've never seen it either.
That they would have not one but two holes.
So everybody...
three-input golf course.
Everybody will be playing from the tips?
Yes.
All right. And I see we got a bunch of guys and gals lined up already.
Oh, they are ready to go. Do you sense... The tension of the competition. People are chomping at the bit to get on this golf course.
Well, Mike, it's $1,000, and it's a chance to drop your pants and come out and play and have some fun. Now, Rob, do we have the people who are going to... Are the Hooters girls our quality counselors? Are they the ones that are going to be in charge to make sure that no cheating goes on here?
As you get to the hole, at every hole, you will surrender your scorecard. Then you will play the hole, and whoever you have surrendered your scorecard, in this case it will be Hooters girls, will record the score.
Ah,
so people will not be recording their own scores.
Oh, excellent. So we've taken it out of their hands. The lowest score. The score we're looking for would be, of course, the perfect 18.
Yeah, perfect 18 would be incredible.
Now, in case of a playoff, I have all kinds of rules here. Best score wins. In case of a tie, we'll have a playoff. Immediate elimination, sudden death shootout, starting at hole number 1. Everybody has to compete in their underwear. Men can wear, of course, shorts or briefs, boxers. Gals can wear panties. Now, shirts are optional. Shirts are optional. I've seen some ladies in line wearing boxer shorts today, and while I guess that is acceptable,
uh-huh,
it would be preferable for ladies to wear
ladies' underpants.
Yes, I mean, we've got the guys that have the option of the briefs and the boxers, and the ladies, you know, wear what you usually wear under those lovely clothes.
But either way, guys and gals, welcome to play. And now, being as this weekend is Mother's Day, and we're going to be continuing our Mother's Day fun today on the show, every mom that comes through and plays the course will get free flowers today from Sandy's Bloomers.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Now, we need some proof, of course, that you're a mom. We'll need...
You will be doing the inspection yourself, won't you?
Yes, and there's only one way to find out for sure, Mike. And a special prize for any soccer mom that comes by today.
That would be a mom that takes kids to soccer all the time?
You know, the mom with the green minivan that has the Hillary Clinton haircut.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have special bonuses for soccer moms, but all moms coming through today will get some free flowers. Rob, you know, I got a ton of stuff to get to, so why don't you start the folks golfing right now?
Start the competition.
Go over there. Let me hear you do this, please.
Okay.
And, you want to make him run?
Rob, run!
Run, Rob!
Get out of
run,
my way!
There he goes. Oh, he jumped.
Wow, leaps and bounds.
Man. A Quinn Martin production.
What's your name, sir?
B-Wack.
Chris Fury.
All right, Chris, you're going to win today?
Is he 18?
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, how old is this kid?
How old are you, youngster?
18.
18?
Does he have an ID?
I need to see an ID there, Rob.
I got my ID inside.
Inside what?
My ID are in my pants.
This is for 18 and over. That's it. You know, that's how we handle the protesters.
The guy looks so young. Rob, move him to the next spot in line.
First of all,
until you check his ID.
He needs a ball.
Well, Rob.
Hey, Robbie. Can Rob hear us?
Rob.
Yes. You know what? Rob doesn't even have headphones on.
Nah.
Hey, I'll improve on this.
Hey, Rob. Yes, he's got to be 18.
I know. I think he is.
Well, we'll try to find out for sure.
Think he is doesn't cut it.
He's getting the ID as being obtained at this moment.
I have to run inside again. How many bouncers have heard that in their careers? Yeah. It's in the car.
Yeah.
All right, let someone else. You know who he looks like? He looks like Johnny Quest friend. He looks like he looks like Haji. Right,
you put the turban on him and you've got Haji.
Where's your dog Bandit, son?
Ray Spadden.
Hold on.
Rob's moving on with this. I think he's got someone else who started already.
Perfect. Wonderful. Step right up, sir.
Rob, we couldn't hear you. Who is this? I forgot. I'm talking to myself because Rob doesn't have
yes. Rob can't hear you.
Rob?
Yes.
Now they're slipping. I see a man slipping out of his pants up there. Is that a man or a boy, Rob?
How old are you, sir?
18.
He is 18. I've seen his ID.
Rob, you've seen the ID?
I have seen the ID.
What year was he born, Rob?
1978.
Would you identify yourself?
And is he slipping off his trousers now?
Now here we're back with this other guy.
Oh my goodness.
He is also 18, so he can play.
Rob, are you able to recognize a fake ID when you see one?
I worked in the grocery store for 4 years in college, Mike. I've seen plenty.
Way to go.
Maybe we better put Jimmy the intern on that detail because
well, Don, he scored lowest on the IQ test.
Yes, but remember he also dates high school girls. So I think maybe he'll know a little something about fake IDs. Well,
Jimmy will be swinging deals all the time. Hey, listen, if you introduce me to your sister, you can play the whole 18.
All right, Rob, let the first guy hit, and let's see what happens.
Here he goes.
Quiet, please!
All right, he's starting. I can see him. He's wearing the orange shirt.
And, oh, you could hear that. You could hear that ball.
Yeah.
There it goes. And
he overshot the blue hole by about 3 feet.
By about three feet.
Hey, listen to that polite, our first bunch of polite golf applause.
Mike, that's recorded. That's our regular applause.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's our regular applause that we play every day.
I was completely fooled by that.
Quiet!
Thank you.
Wait, is it going to take this long for everybody to do it? Hurry up, son.
Well, what do you expect?
Oh, short.
Oh, yeah, the heartbreak.
Unless you want to make the game the running miniature golf
game. Well, you know, listen, I reserve the right, as I do with every contest that we do, at some point to change the rules. And later on, it might be like that, what's that game you played when you were kids? Were you all...
Jarts?
No, not jarts. The one where you all ran around in a circle, and when you sat down, there was always a chair that was missing.
Musical chairs.
Musical chairs. Much like that. We'll be speeding it up today.
Never in my yard, Don. It was always jarts.
Always jarts. Musical jarts, wasn't it, Mike?
Sometimes there would be music in the background, but if it was turned up really loud, somebody get it in the head.
Well, Mike, I know you've often asked me, why did they outlaw jarts? And I say to you, look at this crowd today, and you will see the reason that no longer can people take big 3-foot metal spikes and toss them in the air.
It was families like mine where we played jarts overhand. That was the only way to play charts.
Hey, was that a down sound effect?
Two.
Oh, where's he at now, Rob?
I mean, he just finished the second hole. He was down in two on that.
All right, well, then, who's the next guy? Do we have another guy starting hole number one?
Yes, we do.
Oh, well, run back there, please, and let's identify our second golfer.
Down, while we have a moment, I'd like to say to the woman
What's your name, sir?
In the white Toyota.
Corey Bendix.
I would like to say to her that I didn't mean to cut you off, but there was no need for that gesture.
Is she here?
No, I just thought if she's listening, I'd like to pass that along. The white Toyota and a very, very well-delivered gesture to me as I was racing to get here today.
Bravo. Everyone is welcome to come down to Woody's. We'll be here for the next 4 hours. If you play and you get a low score, well, then stick around because you might win the $1,000. Now, second prize today is a camera. And third prize, tickets to Queensryche.
Yeah. Yes, only the finest prizes today for our competitors. But, you know...
Well, we gave away $1,000 today. We kind of shot the wad with $1,000.
The important thing is the $1,000.
And the Hooters girls that are here providing the fabulous commentary on each hole. And we have pizza for everybody. And underpants are going to be given out at the after-show party.
Don, if you look to your left, you can see the first male contestants that are completely bare-chested over by the fence.
Hi, boys.
Howdy, fellas.
Hey, there they are, fresh from the Green Bay Packers game. Those are the guys that John Madden always gets mad at because they go to a shot of them. Right. And, you know, everybody watching wants to see the guys with his 20 below, the one guy that's got the G on his chest, the other guy that's got the B.
They've captured that look, haven't they?
As John Madden has gotten older, he has turned sour on that part of football.
Wow.
There used to be a time when he would embrace that, laugh at that. Now he says, get the camera off those guys.
Yeah, because he knows it's just a cheap attempt to get attention, which succeeded here today.
Hi, boys!
How you doing, fellas?
It worked here. Yeah, you can play Sans shirt. As a matter of fact, Mike is the only member of the cast and crew here that showed up today in his underpants. The rest of us have pants on over our underpants.
And was immediately... I must point out, immediately criticized in my choice of boxers, which incidentally they don't
look like real underpants.
Well,
they look like shorts.
You should know that I agonized over my decision. It took me hours this morning. I had hundreds of briefs and boxers that I was going through, and I finally settled on these lovely tartan numbers.
Well, listen, girly man, I've never seen a pair of boxer shorts that have buttons on the fly.
Well, these are Tommy Hilfiger, a major fashion designer who is. Design these boxers with the button fly, and I think they're just dreamy.
Well, I think they look like regular old shorts is what I think.
That was totally my goal. I wanted to find the most short-like underwear that I possibly could find.
Buzz, what type do you have on today?
I'm eager to debut them. I'm ready to show them anytime you want to see them.
Well, I might hold off on that for a minute. Why don't you tease me first and tell me what you got doing in your pants?
let me just say it's a Christmas theme.
Christmas theme?
Yes.
Very nice. I myself, okay, all right. Broyhill, you can go easy on the sound effects, okay? Is that him playing the sound effects?
Oh, yeah.
Rob, what kind do you got?
I have silk boxers with golf clubs on them.
Hey, way to go, Rob.
And I'm sporting an outer space theme.
An outer space theme?
Yes, on my boxer shorts. I see that Jimmy the intern is here. He has his polka dot shorts on.
Yes, looking festive in his polka dot shorts.
Big Gum Jim also here with his. All right, you know what, Buzz? Let's just do it now.
All right.
Let's strip down to our underpants now.
Now, you're maintaining the look of wearing the hard shoes with the dress socks?
Yes. Why, yes.
All right, I am sitting here at the table now while Don and Buzz are both removing their pants
together as we so often do.
Simultaneously, yeah. Buzz with...
Hey, look at those pretty ones.
Jingle bells. Don with the... Alien heads.
Yeah.
Alien head boxers.
Nice, huh?
Those are beautiful, guys.
Thank you.
Those are absolutely beautiful.
Nobody look at my Harry Valentine.
Right, there you go.
Please, no cameras.
Now, are you going to be leaving your shirt untucked or will you be tucking in?
Untucked, baby.
Untucked, all right.
Do I make you horny?
Look at these. There, now I don't feel alone anymore.
I tuck them in if you like. I thought the untucked look is what we'd want, though.
I think I'm wearing a little golf windbreaker over my boxers. I think it's a good look.
I have just a button-down shirt on.
Mm-hmm. I wore these all day today. I've worn these to the convenience store. I haven't. God.
Are you wearing underpants underneath your boxers?
Yes, I am. I'm wearing the layered look. Yeah, and so is Buzz.
Me too. And, you know, for Buzz, that's coming a long way, because Buzz normally doesn't wear any underpants
today. Two pair.
And do you have bells? On your fly?
See, what I wanted to say was, these are the boxers that Bart Geronimo gave me for Christmas this past year. And they not only are bright red.
My son gave you underpants?
Yes.
Are you sure that's from my son?
Yes, they were. They were from your son.
Maybe there was a mix-up with a tag, Buzz.
But it says Jingle Bells on it in bright red and green lettering. And there are bells on the fly. Instead of a button, I have bells.
Well, put the microphone by your crotch. And yeah, there you go.
Don, our first competitor is making his way over the bridge.
Hey, Haji, how you doing? How you doing, sir? You're the first guy. What hole's he up to, Robbie? Wow, this will show you the incredible pace that we're playing this game at today.
What hole's he on?
Number seven.
Number seven. And what's his score so far?
Let's ask the Hooters girl, Mike.
One. Doing some quick adding here.
Now, can Hooters girls count?
16.
Of course they can.
16.
Oh, boy.
16.
Not a bad score.
All right, let's watch him. Let's not put any pressure on him here.
Oh, now we have to do the golf announcing. As the
he goes back, Haji hits the ball.
Oh, dear. Off the rock.
And it is going in.
And it stopped right on the lip, if you will, of the blue hole.
Unfortunately, a two on hole number seven. That will not help him in the competition, Doc.
All right, the guys have started. Rob, do we have a woman on the course yet, or is it predominantly a male dominated at the front of the line?
I think it's males up front, Don. I don't see a lot of ladies on the course as of yet.
Are we sure that we're not checking IDs here today? Looks to me like a lot of these guys, I don't know, looks like a Catholic school might have let out sometime soon.
I see. I think you're right.
I see lots of boys who look like they should be playing like field lacrosse.
Our first two contestants look like they're 12 and 13.
Hey, son, number seven.
Are you really 18?
Yes, sir.
You got hair down there?
You better believe it.
You better believe it, yeah.
Okay.
And then Daryl with the... With the boom microphone.
Oh, I see. Look at Daryl's actually miking the sound of the ball going into the hole. Well, as you can hear, it's going to be a mighty festive day as the program continues. We're going to be out with our wireless microphones walking around the miniature golf course.
That's right.
Talking to the contestants. We're going to make our way over to the line. We'll make our way over to the food stand. And, you know, I had a bunch of other stuff that I wanted to talk about here, too. Let's do a break, and we'll come back. I want to talk about another unsolved item on the show yesterday.
Uh-huh.
You remember right towards the end of yesterday's big show, we had Dennis Murphy, pal of the Don and Mike show.
Our best pal, Don.
He was doing a commercial for a bicycle shop in Sioux City, South... Where is it?
South Carolina.
Hey, Haji, how you doing, man?
How's it going? Nice to see you. Thanks for coming out. You're really 18?
Yes, sir.
Never had to play with a man with a boom mic before.
Plenty of hair.
Oh, no. I guess that's the sound of Daryl over there miking another one of the guys.
Daryl, was that sounded like the voice of Dan Ryson.
You know, Don, what's something we need to call to attention on hole 10, there is a hazard that this man must play around, and that is our engineering staff.
That was Dan.
Oh, look at this. Hold on. Wait a minute, Mike. Look behind us.
I see it.
We've put our engineer in kind of the middle of this little protected gazebo area.
Right. Extra credit if you get it in Daryl's mouth.
And apparently the guys will be shooting right around our engineer, Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Don. It's high voltage back here. Quite a hazard.
Who would have thought that you would actually be part of the fun today? Okay, let's watch Haji hit this one.
All right, that's a good idea. Haji, good luck to you. There's no pressure here.
We're all watching, Haji. We're all watching you in our underpants now.
All right.
And there
he's
goes.
Going. He banks it around.
Should have used more muscle, Haji.
Needed a little more zip on that one, Haji, and unfortunately you're going to have a tough lie there as it hugs the corner of the gazebo.
All right, now, Haji, hurry over there. And now, using cutting-edge technology, let's listen to the ball going into the hole.
Hey, Don?
Yes, Mike?
This is just like we're in one of those TV towers above the green.
God, my butt itches.
Oh, God.
Not a good place for that.
Oh, again, not enough power. Haji, a man would have made that shot. And I mean that by someone who's of legal age.
Now,
oh, and there he made it in three.
It's in the hole.
It's in the hole in three. Okay, so yesterday at the end of the show, Dennis Murphy, best pal of the Don and Mike show, he did a commercial for a bicycle store in Sioux City, and we were talking to them about it, and I said, what'd you get paid for it? And he said, he get paid anything for it.
Right.
And we called the guy at the bicycle store, and although at first he was not quite in the mood that we had hoped he would be in.
No, he was very pleasant the very first time we talked to him, then the second time when we talked about when you came up with the idea of getting the bike, he had a decidedly different tone.
And I know that we had to sign off yesterday, and a lot of folks on the network didn't get to hear the resolution to that.
Right.
We believe, to you, sir, this gentleman who's just blowing kisses at us.
Oh, thank you. You have shirts? You have a gift? Yes, bring the gift forward, please.
Of course. Sure.
Can he bring a gift?
Bring it to us.
You know what? You know what's bad about guys in underpants? Did you even notice what this guy did? What
did
this guy
do?
He kind of like rearranged himself and scratched himself as he was coming over here.
Please, sorry. No scratching.
Once every 2 seconds.
What was that? He does that all the time.
Once every 2 seconds.
Once every 2 seconds, he touches himself.
All right, what do you have?
For you guys, you like purple?
Oh, sure.
Don's favorite color.
All right, well, thank you.
These are from Champs Americana. You guys come by check us out sometime.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
So Dennis Murphy with the... those are nice shirts. Thank you, guys.
They're very nice.
Dennis Murphy with the bicycle. We call the guy at the bicycle shop. He doesn't want to give Dennis anything for doing the commercial.
Right.
We have to kind of get into a fight with him. But as it turns out, I believe the guy has come around, and we'll find out when we get back from this commercial break. I think the bike that they're giving Dennis Murphy that he should get tomorrow is a classic Schwinn bike, like the Pee Wee Herman bike. Remember the...
Oh, wow, that's a great bike.
The old kind with the big high handlebars and a big basket in front.
Little tassels on the front of it.
Right. I think that isn't that it, Rob?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The classic
almost,
Schwinn?
Almost looks like it has a gas tank on it.
Right. So we'll start the show. We'll call Dennis, and we'll call the guy at the... Oh, and it sounds like someone else has got another hole in one.
It's in the hole.
We'll start with Dennis Murphy, and then I got a whole bunch of other stuff to tell you. And of course... Guys, I see nothing but guys. Are any women going to compete in this contest today?
Well, if they are, they're going to get extra credit.
I see nothing but guys in their underpants playing golf.
And the Hooters girls doing a marvelous job.
Ah, yes.
Tallying the score.
Hello again to the Hooters girls. A hole is nothing without a Hooters girl.
That's for sure.
And we are broadcasting live from Woody's on Route 7 in Herndon, Virginia. And you're invited to come on by. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show on Hot Talk 1140 KHTK, your home of the king.
Incredible Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere to lead the pack at Augusta. He's on his final hole. He's about 455 yards away. He's going to hit about a 2-iron, I think. Well, he got all of that. The crowd is standing on his feet here at Augusta, the normally reserved Augusta crowd, going wild for this young Cinderella who's come out of nowhere. He's got about 350 yards left. He's going to hit about a 5-iron, I expect, don't you think? He's got a beautiful backswing. He got all of that one. He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy. Tears in his eyes, I guess. He lines up this last shot. He's got about 195 yards left, and looks like he's got about an 8-9. This crowd has gone deathly silent. Cinderella story.
Cinderella boy.
A former
Cinderella boy.
Now, about to become the Masters champion.
18 hole.
It looks like a miracle. It's in the hole!
More refreshing than an ice-cold Clatini, the Don and Mike Show.
I wish we were serving them here today.
Oh, that's for sure.
We're at Woody's Golf Range, Route 7 in Herndon, Virginia. Please, no cameras, video, or Kodak style. All photographic equipment will be confiscated, it says here, because we're doing a little project for our upcoming website today.
All right.
Now, are you a caddy? Hello?
No, I requested one of the lads when I was...
Tyson Blush and Golf Center.
When I was taking my last bathroom break...
Yes?
I requested a twig, as we are often wont to say in the golf business.
What is a twig, Mike?
That's a stick, Donna.
My twig and berries?
No, not my twig and berries. This is just a twig for those normal chipping that I do between the commercial breaks. I will be simply scaling the fence and hitting real shots.
So this guy is really your caddy?
This is my caddy. What's your first name?
L.C.
LC's been looping for me, Don, for a good long time.
All right, LC.
Thanks, LC.
Thank
good
you.
Good man. And a bucket of balls, LC.
Hey, how are you? What is your name, sir?
I'm Russell, the Love Muscle.
Is this the real Russell, the Love Muscle?
This is the one.
The guy from Baltimore?
From Baltimore.
That sends us the scary letters?
Yes, I am. Pleased to meet you.
You're the guy that has Russell's thoughts?
Yes, I am.
Oh, God.
You know who he kind of looks like, not to keep going back to yesterday's show, but a little like Brian Wilson.
Yeah, you do have that Beach Boys look about you.
Thank you, and all the intelligence of.
Thank you very much.
And,
it's a pleasure.
Your underpants, I have to ask, what kind are you wearing? I can't see with your shirt. Oh.
Oh, God.
All right, thank you.
You know, for my money, briefs are good for one laundering, don't you think?
Well, and here's the guy who I guess would be testament to that, Mike. Hello, sir.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Great. What's your name?
Doug.
And, Doug Mike, as you can see, is wearing simple white cotton briefs.
Yeah, Doug, you...
I went all out today, you know.
How long have you been...
My lifelong collection, you know, on my head.
How long have you been looking forward to this day, Doug?
About 12 years. I've been collecting these for 12 years now.
Have you now?
As you can see, Mike, he has the elastic strap to a pair of underpants tied around his head like you would a headband.
That's mighty attractive.
See, I'm partly Jewish, so it actually fits. You see, it's very Semitic looking.
And how many pairs of underpants did you have to kill to make this headdress?
About 12, I believe.
About 12 pairs.
Have you shaved your chest recently?
Just between you and the national audience, yes.
Yes, you have.
How did you perceive that, Mike?
It looks like he's
actually,
got...
Actually, I burned my chest.
You burned your chest?
How did you burn your chest, sir?
Is this an inquisition, or... I get the end of this soon?
Is it something sexual?
It could possibly be.
Oh, God.
Come on, tell me, what was it?
Anybody listening?
What were you doing? Part of this is
getting away from you.
Part of this is the visual of this guy looks like a Monty Python guy.
This is the first guy that's wearing no shirt.
What about my nose instead?
He's wearing no shirt and he's in his briefs and he has shaved his chest recently.
Now, just tell us so we can move on. Why did you shave your chest?
And sanitize
what would you like
it.
To hear?
Sanitize it.
Why did you shave your chest?
Partly sexual, just like you said.
How is that sexual? For those of us who don't shave our chest.
Is Sacramento hearing this? That's where my mother is.
Yes, come
Don,
on.
Get him to answer the question so we can move away from him, please.
Enough about your mother.
You heard an answer, okay?
He's grossing me out.
Come on, why do you shave your hair? Why do you shave your chest?
Long. It's too long. I don't like chest hair.
You don't like Chester? No, I...
Some lady in his life wanted him smooth.
Here, I'll tell you. There is some perversion behind this.
Of course.
I know it.
That's why I knew that as soon as I saw it.
Well, someone walking around in their underwear on their head has got to be perverted in the first place, don't you think?
All right.
All right.
No? All right.
See you later.
We'll find out later.
Let's get away
exactly
from the Oogie Man now,
what's
please.
What's up with that guy? Now, here you go. Pittsburgh Steeler Man, how you doing?
How are you?
Watch out, it's a little muddy over here, Mike.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to Ken and Vicky, if I could.
Ken and Vicky, and how are they significant to you, sir?
I work with them, and they think I'm nuts.
All right.
Those are handsome underpants you got.
Thank you very much, sir. I enjoy them.
And for all the guys that are planning on wearing boxers today, just stick the lighter in the waistband.
Got to keep it somewhere.
Sure.
Now, I see. Are you a soccer mom? You look like you could be a soccer mom. Look, now, this should be the outfit that all moms should wear. She has, like, her tennis clothes on today.
It's a wonderful outfit. No, it's a very nice outfit. It's a very mom-esque outfit.
Dick Curry from the tennis court to come see you guys.
Of course. Do I know our audience, Mike? Do you have a green minivan?
No, I have a Volvo wagon.
That's
the other car in the two-car garage.
I didn't say that.
Now, are you going to be stripping down to your underpants to play today?
I don't think so.
I'd like to point out that the soccer mom has a telephoto lens on her camera today.
You might need it with that guy with the guy with the underpants over there. Who are you here taking pictures of in particular today?
Well, the two of you.
Oh. Well, besides us.
And.
Oh, well, thanks for being a fan. Is this your daughter?
No, I do not know her.
Oh, you don't know her? You look like you might fit with Jimmy the intern. How old are you? 21.
Oh, that's perfect for Jimmy the intern.
21.
Got a live one down here, Jimmy.
Listen, nice meeting both of you.
Nice to meet you, Don and Mike.
Take care.
Nice to meet you. Soccer mom.
Now, I just wanted to point out the little deviation from soccer momness there was that huge telephoto lens.
And look at this guy, Mike. Looks like he could be at a Fruit of the Loom commercial. Looks like one of those big grapes or fruits they used to have.
Hello there, oh abnormal one. I'm the P Avenger.
You are the what?
The P Avenger.
Oh, look at, he's made like himself a superhero suit here. Like in green peas?
As in green peas, sir.
Are you promoting peas or, you know?
I always promote peas and eating your vegetables, sirs. I am cousin to Captain Apricot. Perhaps you remember him.
And you look on the top of his head, he has a big slab of molten butter.
That's it.
And the pea cape, is that what it is? The pea pod cape you're wearing?
Greenery.
The greenery. How could we never stumble upon this guy before?
I don't know.
Hey, what can I say?
Thank you, P-Man.
Now, here's another guy with a cape on. What is this, like nerd superhero day here?
I hate to ask this, but I have to. That's not your real hair, is it?
Absolutely not. It is.
There! Pulled it off.
You look like Austin Powers.
That is a man, baby. What's your name?
My name's Dan Gore.
And Dan, what superhero are you supposed to be today?
I'm Iron Man. It's Iron Man. And you said your last name is Gore. Please, for the love of God, tell me you're not related to the vice president.
G-O-H-R.
G-O-H-R.
Mike, just a consonant away.
Gahar.
Or a vowel away, I guess.
All right.
All right, let's watch now. Let's watch this.
No pressure.
This nerd superhero hit this 3-foot putt. Oh, and he
aced it. Hit you in the hole.
He aced it.
Excellent job.
My God.
God, they're coming out of the woodwork. Well, we have an event like this. We expect that to happen.
This is like the Shall No Pestrick for the lunatic fringe. I'm serious. I have never seen as many weird guys.
Hey, check this hairdo out. Hello.
Hey, now, this is a cross between, like, Michael Chang and Dennis Rodman.
Wow.
Hey, hello.
How you doing?
Oh, and he talks that way, Mike.
How you doing?
How you doing? It's good to see a sexy Asian guy here.
Hi, Don and Mike. You won't detect a trace of an Asian accent with me.
And I have dyed my hair orange. When did you decide to do that? After you heard our own Nick Joe going with the blonde hair?
Absolutely.
There Nick Joe's my role model, Mike.
Right on, brother.
Hey, Kumatsu. Well, what is your name, sir?
My name is David.
And Dave, are those underpants or shorts?
They're underpants.
No, they're boxers, eh?
Yes, sir.
David, what's your last name? Is it like or anything like that?
It's a little bit longer than that.
What is it?
It's Ansvananda.
Ansvananda?
Yes.
Ansvananda.
Ansvananda, Mike.
How are you? You know, it's that smooth name. Hello, my name is David Ansvananda.
Tell your auntie we'll be by to pick her up later. Nice meeting you.
You too.
Take care. Have a good time.
Have a great time. Now, look at these guys. Whoa. For goodness sakes. Hey, boys.
All right, and Jimmy looking just resplendent in his sandals
Jimmy,
with socks.
I saw a girl for you over there, real cute, that looked like that never-been-with-a-man type that you like so much.
Really, and she's young, too?
She's 21.
Well, I did buy these boxers especially to show off my personality. If I could just show the smiley face I have for her.
You notice Jimmy bouncing? Do you notice Jimmy? He's like, well, let me tell you, I'll tell you right now, I'm a California guy.
And I know why, because there's a girl right over here. Now, have you been looking at that girl?
Her, girl down there, Hooters girls everywhere.
What's
it's like a party.
What do you think of Jimmy?
Not what I expected.
Not what you... What did you expect, ma'am?
I don't even know.
Would it be good not what you expected or bad not what you expected? You can be honest. This is an honest show.
No. In the middle.
In the middle?
In the middle.
That's where I like to be.
Now, he said that's where he likes to be. Are you here with Bill Walton, lady? This guy next to you, is this your boyfriend here?
Yeah.
Look at the, hey, dude.
What's your name, sir?
Brendan.
Hi, dude.
How you doing, dude?
Are you a vegetarian, man?
No, I'm not. Sorry.
All right.
He's got a leather necklace on, though.
I know he does. And he's doing that thing. Isn't that out of style now for guys to wear their pants all the way down? So, like, isn't that like Marky Mark? Isn't that the way Marky Mark wore his pants?
I'll tell you, when my daughter gets to be 14 or 15, that look's never coming into my living room.
Well, hello, boys. What's your names here?
Jason Brown.
Jeremy.
Chris Alec.
And, guys, I understand you were over here cheering James the intern?
Oh, yes. He's the man.
He's the man. Why do you admire him so?
Because he's incredibly cool. I don't.
Are you any relation to one of our other associates here, Big Gum Jim?
No, but I know where he lives. I work security there.
Oh, you work security?
I think that all people who have oversized gums in some way, it's like a support group, isn't it? You all get together and
Oh, yeah, we all hang out and, you know, tell each other how good we feel about each other.
See, here's Big Gum Jim. Hi, Jim.
This guy actually protects the apartment building I live in. I feel so safe.
All right. Let me ask you a question about Big Gum Jim. Do you know that he went into a bar and got drunk and told a girl that he was Nicolas Cage and she believed him? Do you think he looks like Nicolas Cage?
Well, it depends on what bar you're at and how many drinks you've had.
we personally have thought it's Nicolas Cage if someone's been dog paddling through nuclear waste.
You know, but something tells me that this guy probably's got the same thing going. I bet. Do you think you look a little like Nicolas Cage?
I hope not.
I hope not.
He does.
Yeah, he looks exactly like.
Are you feeling any pressure on the first hole? This is your very first shot, and I think we're going to watch it.
After the guy ahead of me hitting that hole in one, I'm just a little nervous.
All right.
Guy pretty got a hole in one now. There's a red hole, a white hole, and a blue hole. Which hole are you going to be shooting for?
The blue hole.
The blue hole, all right.
All right, and the water up here.
Oh, that reminds me. I hope Aline Cunningham has a beautiful Mother's Day.
The blue hole.
I want to dedicate all the blue holes today on the show.
Thank you, dear.
To Aline Cunningham.
Yes, dear.
All right, let it roll now.
All right.
Here they are, the Jimmy the Intern Fan Club.
Big Gum Jim's brother is taking the club back now. This is his first shot.
And, in the water, Mike.
Oh,
in the water.
Oh, no.
Penalty stroke.
That's right, it's in the water.
All right,
what's the rule here? What do we do? We have to drop it, right? You have to drop it?
Go ahead. Chip it out. I don't care.
All right. Whoa.
Let him splash everybody. Chip it out.
For God's sake.
Go ahead. Chip it out. And there we go. Oh!
Lying too.
Oh, all right. Try to put a little muscle into it. And...
Oh, dear.
Would you like me to get a girl from the crowd to come try this for you? Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go.
He's got it this time, Mike.
Our way. Oh.
He's got it this time.
Oh, very good.
And
it's into the other water hole.
He put it right from one water hole right into the next.
You're doing really great.
Take a drop now.
What does that take a drop? What does that mean?
Take a drop means he has to get it out of the water and he gets a free drop. Do you lift weights, sir? All right, here you go. Just drop it right there.
Okay.
And now this will be your fifth shot.
Into the blue hole.
All right.
Happy Mother's Day, Aline Cunningham. And
it bounces off the brick.
Very close, Mike.
All right.
And I've realized that suddenly I'm feeling a little conscious about standing in front of all these people in my underpants.
With your alien underwear.
So we're going to head back towards our protective gazebo.
Is everybody having a good time?
Yeah! Hey, now what? What about this guy over here? Hey, Dr. Evil. Come here for a minute.
Dr. Evil.
Look at this guy. What is up with this weirdo? Hi, sir.
How are you doing?
Doing great. What's your name?
Christian.
Christian, are those underpants you got on?
Why, yes. Yes, they are.
That's great, Christian.
And what happened?
Yeah.
What happened to your hair?
I shaved it this morning.
Just this morning?
Yes.
We have a board op back at the station named...
I have to shave my chest. Though.
We have a board op back at the station named David. Have you ever met him?
No.
All right.
I don't want to either.
That again is our theory, like that all guys with big gums hang out together, all guys who shave their heads hang out together.
Well, you've seen that big gum family crest in the mall.
And this is a fresh shave?
Why, yes, it is. 3 hours old.
Really? Had you shaved your head before today?
Every day.
How long was your hair before that?
About this long.
About that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay, that's the first one.
Back to Captain P or Captain Butter over here. What was your name again?
Russ Durr.
What was your superhero name?
The P Avenger.
Mike, he's the P Avenger.
The P Avenger!
He's on hole number 7 now. And what's your name, sir?
Dan Fitzgerald.
Dan, do those boxers fit you okay?
Yeah.
I'd like to say that Mrs. O'Leary's cow is getting, yeah. Turn around. Can you turn around for us?
Turn around.
Oh,
you have a wedgie of consequential proportions.
Oh, God.
Why don't you reach in right now and fix that wedgie?
Wow. Extra yellow. Now let's take a peek.
Oh, my God. I'm serious.
Is there a skid mark?
Mike, take a look.
All right,
swear to God.
Let
turn around.
See.
Take a
look.
God. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
We have our first AA, AAA rated skid mark of the day.
Oh, my God.
That is awful.
All right. Free pizza for that, man.
Man.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show on Hot Talk 1140 KHTK.
Wondered with this National Nude Weekend, what would people be talking about?
Yeah,
what would be,
sure.
Well, these would be the top 5 things overheard at a nudist park. Number 5, who's the dorky DJ? Number 4, looks like Demi's due any day now.
Oh, not a pretty picture.
Number 3, the guy with the big shirt is Ted Kennedy.
Nice legs, Teddy.
Number 2, say, isn't that Ernie Tatro?
No, I think it's Tracy.
And the number 1 thing overheard at a nudist park.
What would that be, Mike?
Are we having shish kebab tonight? Or are you just glad to see me? And there you go.
My favorite punchline of all time.
Oh, it's one you never get tired of it.
Oh, you never do.
8:39.
Can't hear it enough.
The hell Wildcats of the airwaves, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Always good hearing the DJ stylings of Guy Burbank.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, we have one hell of a huge crowd out here today.
Yes, we do.
But these guys are not as much fun as the lesbians we had on last week.
No, and we're still waiting for a few more women to come out and participate, but we have a golf course full of guys.
We knew that the guys would embrace this event, and it's like I said, like we got a weirdo convention going.
Yes, we do.
We've got a couple hundred guys here in their underpants playing the golf course at Woody's.
I see Laundry Man across the way there. Laundry Man is still on the course.
Now, this guy who we just interviewed a second ago, I am not exaggerating when I say he had a skid mark the size of Rhode Island when he pulled his underpants out of the crack of his behind. Rob, I know that Hanes is one of our fine sponsors of the Underpants Open today. Please run that fellow a new pair of underpants.
And make sure when you do it that you're near a receptacle.
Oh, okay? I'm not going to do with anything of the changing.
Just have him do it, Rob, but make sure that he's near a receptacle.
All right.
Give him a big wooden stick.
And maybe a garden hose.
Let him carry those other pants into the woods and bury them somewhere.
Does anybody have a lighter?
Rob, do you have a microphone?
You know, that might not be a bad idea to simply burn those briefs.
Yeah, Rob, yeah, that's an excellent idea.
And we can do this with some amount of discretion here.
Get the underpants. Hi, how you doing?
Maybe he could run into the men's room,
yeah.
Change into the other ones, bring the other ones back, and we could burn them.
You know, I didn't even get into that guy's undershirt.
Yeah, the undershirt.
Did you check out the stained undershirt as well?
Many meals, I believe, enjoyed in that undershirt.
Would you like a new, with the prospect of his undershirt or his big belly, I'd rather see the stained undershirt.
Yeah, and also, as I was up close and personal with the guy, I don't believe dental floss has ever been part of the regular routine either.
Did you get...
Looks like a salad bar in there. It's
just... Did you get cleaned up at all to come to this event today?
No, this was the clothes I slept in last night.
Oh my God. All right, Scuzzy Guy, give him the free underpants and a free T-shirt, and then we'll set his skid-marked underpants on fire in a few moments. The Hooters gals here at the Hole 7 and Hole 6 have asked me to ask all of our golfers, please do not carry your scorecards in your mouth.
Okay.
Because they are getting your oogie germs all over their hands.
Yeah, and there's just not enough Dial antibacterial soap to take care of this problem.
Apparently, some of the Hooters girls have gotten guys like saliva and stuff on their hands. So please do not do that.
Very good idea.
And you're very welcome. You're very welcome. You know, a lot of people who are watching should be playing.
That's true. And you know, all you have to do is get in line. You know, get out of your pants and golf in your underwear.
I noticed that. You know, all the guys who are playing the game are guys that I would never want to see in their underwear.
Right. Yeah.
But I notice over here, now not that I'm gay or anything, although
sure,
I've admitted I'm 5% gay.
You're 5% gay.
I'd much rather see some of the guys out there than some of the guys in here. Look, there are real women out there, too.
Well, this is quite a little bedroom community that we're in out here. And some of those working stiffs that have just gotten away from the office for a while, you know, simply keep the tie on, keep the dress shirt, and just play in your boxers.
Well, let's see. Oh, what happened there? What was going on there? Hey, Guido, how you doing, sir?
Hey.
Hey. Well, look at those. Look at those hearts on his boxer.
I got hearts, right?
Hearts on. He has hearts on his boxer.
And the backwards hat, which really should... Don, are you going to make any rulings about the backwards hat?
Yeah, hey, Guido.
Guido.
Hello, Guido, please.
Sorry, you got to abide by the dress code here.
Could you wear your hat like a ball player, please?
Got to turn the hat around when you're playing in our tournament.
No, come on, not like a rap star.
All the way?
There you go.
All right.
Good man. Andy Garcia look-alike. Thank you, sir. Nice meeting you.
Andy Garcia, he's been eating french fries for about a year.
Well, listen, that guy looks more like Andy Garcia than Big Gum Jim looks like Nicolas Cage.
That's for sure.
Okay.
Let's not get into that.
Yeah, my gay.
Hey,
let's not get into that.
Hey, yo.
I like
that's a very intimidating pose.
Look like he's about to take a dump. He bent over and squatted.
Let's not get into that, okay?
Yo. What you guys talking about?
You, hey, lighten up right now. Listen, I like my cap on backwards.
It's your show.
Yes. How you doing? What's your name?
Alex.
And Alex, what do you do for a living?
Postal clerk.
Nice meeting you, postal. We don't screw with postal employees.
See you later. You're doing a fine job. We admire your work.
I'm a good one, though.
You're a good one.
I'm a good one.
You're a good one. Do you deliver the mail?
They all say.
Do you deliver the mail?
No. I work it inside.
Oh, man, you work like in the office?
Listen, these guys are the worst. Are you the guy? Now, you're not the worst because it's your fault.
No.
You're the worst because, like, do they have the yellow lines that you can't step around?
Yes.
See, that's why postal workers go postal.
That's right. Yeah. And they're good ones and they're bad ones, but you're all just right there, ready
to snap. That's when I go in the break room.
The break room.
When they bring out the yellow ribbon,
yeah.
I go in the break room.
The padded break room.
There you go.
How long have you been with the post officer?
5 years.
5 years.
Right. 5 years.
Wait till you hit 10. Wait till you're there 10.
I do listen to you guys every day.
Well, that's a sure
sign. Enjoy your show.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Have a great round.
All right. Thanks a lot.
There he is. Go down to his car, you'd find an arsenal in there.
There goes a Guido. Now, if we could take attention away from the Underpants Open for a moment.
Okay.
Let's focus on yesterday's show. Dennis Murphy doing the free commercial for the bicycle shop in Sioux City. Joining us now on our Newsmakers Hotline is Dennis P. Murphy.
Hello, Mike. I'm calling from Lambeau, Vanilla. How y'all doing?
There he is. Hello, Dan.
Hi.
Hi. Dennis, as I look around at this hideous crowd, something tells me you would have been king here today.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Dennis?
Yes.
Dennis? This is your element, man.
Dennis, you sound very mellow. Are you relaxing this afternoon?
I'm in a professional environment right now.
Oh, are you doing your accountant job?
Yes.
Well, anyone who was listening to the show yesterday heard Dennis very proudly faxed us in the copy for his first ever professional commercial.
Right.
That he did for a bike store, and we asked him what he's getting paid, and he said nothing. So we intervened on Dennis's account, and Dennis, I understand that there is a happy ending to this?
A happy ending is I have to pick up my bicycle at Livergale Cycle tomorrow.
So you are getting a brand new Schwinn bicycle tomorrow, and I understand it's one of those classic numbers, like it looks like a 1950s baby?
Yeah, the 1950s baby, yes.
Oh, that's great. So Dennis, you're going to be riding it all weekend?
Oh, yeah. I hope it's three wheels, though, because I have bad balance.
Yeah, bad balance?
Bad balance.
Oh, you'll figure something out. You know, Dennis, this opens up an entirely new sphere socially for you where you'll be able to join bike clubs and go on bike trips.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, yes, Rob?
The specs on the bike. It is a classic Schwinn 26-inch wheelbase coaster bike, courtesy of Riverdale Cycle of Maryland.
Well, that's great. Dennis, remember our motto. Don't do something for nothing.
Don, I will take your advice, and thank you very much for what you did yesterday.
You know, Dennis, if you put little playing cards in the wheel spokes...
Oh, you make some cool sounds, man, like motorcycle sounds.
Just like an engine.
And I would like a photograph of you riding that bike.
Okay.
As the happiest 30-year-old boy in Riverdale, Maryland.
37 and a half.
37 and a half.
Yeah, that'll be great. Imagine all the women he's going to meet when he goes out on the bike trail.
So did you work that out with the... did you work that out? Well, what happened? We had something happen on the golf course.
I believe it was a missed shot.
Did you work it out with the guy from the bike shop?
Yes,
did you talk to him, Dennis?
I got Tom this morning, and he said, I have a bike waiting for you at Livergale Cycle, and I said, thank you, and I hope you do well on your promotion that you're going.
Very good. He is the official pal of the Don and Mike Show.
Best pal, Don.
Best pal.
No, best buddy and pal.
Best buddy and pal.
Buddy and pal.
Right.
Dennis Murphy. Well, Dennis, as I sit and I... Oh, hey, Guido.
Guido's coming up here.
Here he is. Yeah, play on through. Play on through.
Go right ahead.
As I look around, Dennis, I say, this skid mark's for you.
Okay, I'll see y'all later.
I wish you were here, best buddy.
Me too, best pal.
And I hate the fact that I remember this, but Dennis, you are a brief man, isn't that correct?
I'm a brief man, but I would have wore boxers today.
You wore boxers today?
I would have wore boxers today.
Oh, you would have.
He would have wore boxers.
He would have wore boxers.
Yeah,
all right,
well,
thank you.
Boxers.
There he is, the official king of the Don and Mike Underpants Open.
Bye.
Okay, bye, Dennis. A very subdued Dennis Murphy today.
This is one of those days where they might have Dennis in somebody else's office.
That's where. That's when you hear the mellow dentist when he's in his own cubicle. You know, he can go bye, top of his lungs.
In his work environment. Well, I only wish you could be. Hey, how you doing?
Hi there. How are you?
Hi, Martin.
Hi. Here's Martin. Another scary guy.
That's
Martin
right.
Short.
I work for the postal service too.
You do too.
And I've been there for 10 years.
Yikes! Do you work inside the yellow lines?
No, I deliver mail. I'm a mailman.
Oh. You're a mailman. Is there any mail getting delivered today?
Oh, every day.
Every day.
Yeah, every day.
Are you one
Don't
of the?
Listen to the rumors you hear.
Are you one of those guys that goes out in the woods and you dig a big hole and you just put people?
Yeah, I go out to the woods, but I don't dig old holes.
That's do you own any firearms?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What do you? What do you do when you go out into the woods, mailman?
What do I do? Yeah. Let's see. Shoot deers.
Shoot deers.
Bambi, I'm sorry.
Shoot deers. Okay.
Hey, I hear that that restaurant you're going to, if you go out after the party, the flight deck, they got some good shrimps over there, too.
Oh, those things. Don't mention that. There's an officer.
I hear that.
Yeah.
You eat some fishes.
No.
Some shrimps.
No comment.
I hear that. Okay, nice meeting you.
I'm real sorry. Your pension check's going to be late again.
Nice meeting you.
There are quite a collection of individuals here today.
And look at the line, Mike, and glad to see the Don and Mike show number one in the smoking demo. I see just about every other person lighting up in line now.
You know, I know the tobacco industry's been under fire lately, but not here today at Woody's. Everybody is hooving on a coffin nail.
Not since John Belushi endorsed Little Chocolate Donuts as their such an anti-get-in-shape platform as the Don and Mike Show. Go ahead. Smoke. Smoke early. Smoke often.
Absolutely. Go for it and enjoy yourself.
Smoke in your underpants. We're at Woody's. And you can come down and play if you drop trowel.
Absolutely. Anybody's welcome.
And don't forget that the lowest score of the day gets $1,000. We're up on the break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Simpsons the other night, and Bart Simpson hadn't done his homework, and he's afraid to take a history test. Well, he was praying for snow, and it was a blizzard, you know. And so, you know, the little girl reminded him that, hey, you prayed to get some extra time to study for that history test, and made him go up there and study. And he got him a 59, which was a failing grade, but then the teacher gave him a 60, and he passed the fourth grade.
Perfect with a big hot bowl of cock soup. The Don and Mike Show.
We're at Woody's. Well, it's finally here. The underpants open. And it looks to me now like at any minute the sky is going to open up and we are absolutely going to get a port on.
But we will persevere because we are professionals.
Yeah. Look it up. Yes, this is actually a rain or shine event at Woody's on Route 7 in Herndon, Virginia. Hey, Mike, let's go wireless.
Let's do it.
Hello, come in wireless. Test 1-2. We are sans pants, wearing underpants, as everybody is here today. And, you know, we've been at it a little over an hour now, and I see that while the course is mighty busy, that we've got a lot of people who are still waiting who have not been able to get on the course yet.
Yes, there's a big line of folks getting ready to come down here and play. And, of course, the rule is you must be 18 and you have to be in your underwear.
So what we're going to do is speed up the process now and have everybody play running golf.
Running golf. That's right. Now, this is a rule that will be put into effect at any time, at a moment's notice.
And that means that you got to play fast. You're taking too much time, sir. Hit the ball. Now run up to the ball.
Run, let's
run
go.
Up to the
this
ball.
This is running golf, running
Next
golf.
Guy, hit
let's
the ball
go.
Here.
Oh,
hit the
wait
ball.
A minute. This guy came back down the hill. All right, hit it
hit
and
the
go.
Ball, hit
move,
the ball.
Move.
Ball,
let's
go.
Go. Here we go. Here we go. All right, everybody. Let's
up
go.
The front.
Running golf. Where are you going?
How
all right,
doing?
There
run.
You go.
Run. Move. Run.
All right, let's go. Come on now. Running golf. Everybody, move it. Move it. Move it. Double time. Double time. We want to get more people on the course. Let's go. Go for it. All right, he's moving it down.
Mike, I don't see anybody running at all.
Hey, we want running.
All right, he missed that shot. All right, I'm sorry. You must move quicker.
Come on, move it, move it, move it.
All right, we don't want any playing through here.
You know what? I'm just going to have to open the floodgates. Yes, Jimmy.
I'm having trouble reading.
What?
We have our first green card, so maybe you can help me
we
with
have a
this.
Green card?
Oh, hello, resident alien.
Hold on a second.
David Craig, man. Where are you from, man?
Craig David Buse, man. It's Scotland.
Are you from Scotland? That's great. Are you looking forward to play? That's the home of golf. That's where the bloody sport was invented, Don. That's right. Are you natural because you're from Scotland?
That's right, man. I'm going to win.
That's right. You know, you don't have that real thick, you know. Are you trying to, like, low-key it? Let it all hang out. Let all your tartan come to the surface like Braveheart.
Man, I've been here for 5 years.
You've been here for... Yeah, there's years.
Years. How about Sean Connery? Don't call me Junior.
Junior, I'll tell you right now. I'm going to play a dragon. I'm Sean Connery. But he's from Wales. He's not from Scotland.
Well, same thing for me.
Scotty is from Scotland.
All right, well, listen, you can play. Go ahead, even though you're not from this country. But run.
That's
get
a hell
out
of
there.
A duty
all you guys
there,
now. Hey, how you doing?
Doing pretty good.
What's your name?
Ted.
Ted, get out there. Run. Start now. What's
all
your
right,
name?
Let's go.
Seaver.
Go. Run. You with the
all
Elvis glasses. What's your name?
Jim. Yeah.
Run.
Wait a minute.
Go, Jim.
We
go.
Had a commotion. What was that commotion about? What's that? Oh, they're cheering on their friend.
And, Mike, I'd like to interview this guy over here.
All right.
Right here. Mr. Disgusted.
Okay. Oh, no, he's
look at him running away.
That was the an older man that simply ran away.
He had the total look of disgust on his face.
Wow.
Is that your dad? Is that? Do you guys know who he is?
Well, look
no,
at this
really?
Perky, happy lady over there.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Janet.
Now, Janet, you look like the perfect soccer mom that I had in mind for this event.
Well, I played earlier. I've been through the course.
When did you play the course? I didn't see you play the course.
I've been on the course.
In your underpants?
Yes.
Really?
And we missed that?
Would you do it again?
What were you wearing before? Right now, now she's going
to...
You were wearing the boxers.
Oh, I didn't see.
Oh, look at that.
Hey, you haven't had any kids, have you?
3.
Wow, no stretch marks.
5 weeks ago.
You had a kid 5 weeks ago? Man, take your pants off. Let me see.
I do have stretch marks. That's what I'm wearing.
Fantastic. 5 weeks ago? Hey, a round of applause. This lady had
Let's
a baby
hear it for her.
5 weeks ago. Very nice.
Fantastic.
Now, Rob, this is a mom that played the course, so she gets flowers.
Free flowers, yes.
Free flowers.
Thank you.
Take your pants back.
And I love getting back into those jeans.
Now, listen, everybody's been watching us talk to the soccer moms, and no one's been running.
Let's move as fast as we can.
Now, the guy from
Scotland.
The guy from Scotland, have you even started yet?
Hole in one.
You got a hole in one?
Fourth hole.
Did you just get a hole in one?
Surely
they did. Well, God, sex, humor, enthusiasm.
Come on, run up. Take the next shot.
All right, let's
do
go.
Do it, my good man.
Well,
Mike, how about the Beavis and Butthead guy over here?
Yeah, here he is.
Hey, dude.
Spicoli, what's happening?
Hey, man. Hey, Albert Einstein. How you doing?
How are you?
Thanks.
Are you guys having a good time?
Oh, this is great.
All right, can I ask you a personal question?
Yes, sir.
Do you know where you are right now?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
What year is this?
1997.
Got it right,
Bob. All right. Did you like pull up in a big van with smoke in it and fall out into the parking lot when you got here?
No, Mom.
No,
do you know Mr. Hand?
Oh, I love that movie.
That movie's great.
You guys.
Hey, that guy's like a grown-up Jeff Spicoli, isn't he?
We love that movie too, sir. We just didn't want to duplicate.
Hey,
the
now
hairdo.
What's going on over here? What are you doing? What was that? What are you doing, sir?
I didn't understand that it was off. If it was off the green, I had to get it back on.
It's like a fakey voice now?
No, there's nothing fake about it. It's been since I was young.
How old are you, sir?
I'm 21.
You're 21? You sound like Joe Cocker, and he was 70.
He was just telling me that he's smoked.
What would you do if I...
How long have you been smoking?
Since elementary school, 5th grade.
Since elementary school. I'd like to hear a round of applause for that. That's fantastic.
Have you ever been in any correctional juvenile institution?
Several times.
Let's
give it up for that. There
Thank you
go. Very nice.
I can always spot them.
Very nice. Have you ever been in the big house?
Not penitentiary. I've been to some local, you know.
What?
I've been to some local places. I've not been to pen.
Very, very nice.
All right,
nice.
Well, try to straighten your act out, okay?
All right,
very
nice
good.
Meeting you.
Wow.
Now, here's my question, Mike.
Yes.
Look, all the guys playing are guys like this guy here.
Yeah, what are we, a flypaper out on this course today?
And how come now, you're here, look at you. You look like a normal woman, well-dressed, laughing at these guys. How come you're not out there playing?
Oh, because I'm not going to play this game.
You mean you're not going to strip down to your underwear and get out there with a putter in your hand and play 18 holes?
I'm going to watch my friend do it.
What about you, Miss Red, White, and Blue? Miss Happy to be alive? You're very happy, aren't you?
Yes, I'm very happy.
How come we don't have a saucy young thing like you out there playing the game?
Because I don't know how to play golf.
Oh, bummer. How about you two perky gals? How about you guys getting out on the course?
We actually came to bring you t-shirts. We have brought you Fox Chase t-shirts.
Doesn't that suck when it's some kind of promotional deal?
Well, nice meeting all of you gals.
That's right. We'll accept those t-shirts if you get into your underwear.
Where's the guy who's been in jail? Oh, here he is.
All right, man. There you go, man. Come here, tell me something. What were you, who were you in jail for?
I don't know, that's kind of personal.
Kind of personal? Yeah, you didn't kill another kid just to watch him die, did you?
No, nothing like that, nothing like that.
All right.
As a juvenile, you're asking me?
Well, now, so we could get it as a juvenile, we could even get his crime record as a juvenile or as an adult, Mike.
I just want you to know that we have a way of getting that crime record. We can have it printed up right now, you know that.
I know you guys got your contacts with the FBI.
Tattoos? Skin discoloration?
No, not for me. No.
Any piercings?
My ears only,
I'm going to have to ask you the question. Do you know where you are right now?
Yeah, I'm here at the Dynamite Open.
Yeah, baby.
You know, Mike, every once in a while. Oh, yes, sir. Do I make you horny? Do I make you horny? That he knows. You know, it's always a breath of fresh air to meet the people who are actually listening to the show, Mike.
Do we have the range to get down into the corner with some of the suits that are down here?
Oh, now, is this where all of the civilized guys are hanging out?
This is where all the people are that are seeming to
look at these people
not get into
now.
It, you know?
All these guys in the white shirts and the ties.
Here we go.
Hey, guys, you knocking off early for a little cocktail before dinner? Yeah, I guess so.
All right, now, these two guys here, you just got off of work, both of you, right? You're looking to maybe hit some balls today?
That's right.
You're thinking about... You've already hit them?
Right.
Well, what about simply going up to the head of the line, dropping your trowel, and getting out there on the course? Oh, hold on a second. And how about just getting down there and hitting, you know, dropping trout?
My big driver with me. That's all I have.
All right.
See, Mike, that guy is like a serious golf type like you are. Look at him. He's got like his hush puppy on top of his...
He's dropping trout, though, Don. I'd like to point that out. And he's got a golf club on his breech. Yes, Don, he is the serious driver.
He has a golf club right where his penis is.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, he came prepared. Well, get out there on the course.
And you, what's your name?
My name's Rich.
You're a guy who came from work because you got on a white shirt and you got a tie on?
Yes, I did.
And you're not going to participate? You're just going to watch?
I think I'll just watch.
All right. And what about you, Yoko?
Jen.
Yeah? You going to participate?
No, my boyfriend is, though, and his brother.
Who's your boyfriend?
Ben.
Ben?
Yeah.
Where's he at?
In line.
Ben, the two
you know
of
what?
Us.
His brother just finished. I think he did really well. Byron.
All right. And here comes Mr. Happy again.
Uh-oh. What happened to our jailbird?
You're a hazard, Don. He's going to have to play around.
The delinquent's going to have to play his ball out of the mulch.
All right, well, let's watch him do this.
All right.
Let's watch our guy who's been in... how many prisons have you been in?
Three, probably. Yeah.
God.
Been in three prisons.
He's 16 years old.
All right, go ahead. Hit out there.
All right, good luck. All right. Oh, it's all the way over to the other hole.
Oh, Jesus.
My God.
He's the word. Yeah, right. A lot of English on that.
Good.
All
Lord.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
There are all sorts of types out here at
the
Underpants.
You know, I felt a lot safer when we had those 100 lesbians in the studio last week.
Well, that was a smart feeling there because it was safer.
I'd like to invite any lesbians to come down right now because I feel the need to share this time and this space with my lesbian sisters.
Will the lesbians be getting flowers if they come down today?
Oh, yes, absolutely, Mike.
Are any of the Hooters girls lesbians?
All of them, Mike.
Oh, okay.
All of them, 100%. This is a weird bunch we got here.
It certainly is, and, we found the jailbird.
I think we're going to just hide back here in our protective gazebo. But as we come back, look, the good news is the guy who had the real bad skid mark...
Dan.
Dan, yes, let's identify him by name.
Skidmark Dan.
Dan, you've got...
Dan Fitzgerald, it's an Irish name.
Oh, thank God for that. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for that little factoid.
Dan has slipped out of the shorts that we and everybody else found offensive, and he's now wearing a new pair of Hanes underpants.
Yes, they feel very comfortable and a lot drier.
And, of course, that underwear that you have in your hand will have to be destroyed.
Yes, now who has a nice big butane lighter?
All right, do we have a lighter?
Did you bring your new lighter?
No, I don't have a lighter on me. Anyway, we'll light up your underpants in a moment.
Okay.
And it'll be a good way to warm ourselves also.
Oh, God, yeah. With toxic fumes.
With a reassuring glow. And, Daryl... Don't let the fact that that guy's got skid-marked underpants two inches from your nose avert you from that pizza.
Absolutely not. I can eat anything. anything, any time, Doc.
I swear to God, that guy had his dirty underpants 1 inch away from Daryl, and Daryl's just diving into the latest slice.
I think there's going to be, when we light him on fire, a green cloud hovering around the miniature golf. And look at, you're loving every minute of it, aren't you?
Up, and here we go. Rob, hurry now so we can get this in. Rob has... Go on over. Light them up now.
All right, light them. Where do you want to light them, Don?
Well, not by us, Mike.
That's a good idea. That's why
I'm going to need to hold them on something. Can I use your stick there, Mike?
What?
The golf club that they loaned us?
That one?
Oh, we're going to put this guy's underpants.
Yeah, use that one. No, don't light a fire on the golf club. Just put them on the ground and light them.
Put them on the ground.
Put them on right under. That's under Buzz's chair. Over in the grassy area over here.
Well, you don't want
this
grass.
Is like hot potato. Nobody wants to touch the underpants.
There we go.
Nobody wants the underpants next to them.
That's far enough away.
All right, light them up now, Rob.
All right.
Light them up. There you go,
Rob. All right,
Rob.
He's lighting them.
Light them up now.
They don't seem to take.
Light them up. Keep lighting them real good.
Maybe the layer of body oil that's covering them is...
Are you aware of the Major League skid mark that you had going in those, Dan?
No, not until you told me.
Did you take a look at them after you took them off?
Yes, when I went to the bathroom, yes.
Burn. Hey, now they're burning well.
Yeah, baby!
Look at that. look at that underwear.
Were you embarrassed by those other pants when you took them off?
Nobody's here that I know. If people were here that I know, probably.
No one's here I know. And isn't that the way? Listen, everybody should feel that way. If you're going to a ball game and nobody knows you, wear the dirty pair.
All right, well, the other pants are burning. Continue to play, Dan.
Don, they're burning, but they don't seem to be...
What,
you know,
Rob? What?
They're burning, but they don't seem to be decomposing. It's almost as if they're soaked with fuel.
we'll be back at Woody's with more of the other pants open after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Hot Talk 1140.
Good bread, good meat, good Lord, let's eat.
Amen.
Hoghead cheese, cabbage and pigtails, smothered nut bones, and collard greens.
Good. You cooked today.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yes, Lord.
The Don and Mike Show.
Those underpants are still burning. Turn the music off, please, Charlie. And let's go live now to the sound of the microphone. Can you pick that up? Dan, can you move the microphone a little closer?
All right, do we hear it?
It's not sound of a crackling fire.
It's
now,
not like the sound effect that you would get from one of our sound effects records.
No, it's more like a grease fire. It's really seriously like a grease fire with all the body oil.
But this guy's underpants have been burning for the last 6.5 minutes, and they are still... You know, it's like it's our own tribute to the late John F. Kennedy. They have the eternal flame at Arlington Cemetery.
Yeah.
And this guy's underpants, you know, every time it looks like... It almost looks like the trick candles that you put on somebody's cake when you think they're about to go out when it comes back to life.
Feel like you could come back here on Sunday and the flame would still be going?
Yeah. It's still going now. See, it'll look like it's going to die out. And then all of a sudden, here comes a big tongue of flame. Whoa!
Oh, man. And, you know, at this point, it seems to me the material has all been burned, so it's existing on some other fuel right now.
It's what was making that skid mark possible, I believe, is what's on fire now. I believe it's Dan's leavings.
Dan's leavings did it go out? Wait, no, there's still flame there.
And you know what? He's been standing there during the whole commercial break, standing over his underpants, just staring at them, watching them burn. And Dan, feel free to scratch your belly while we're talking to you. Don't let me stop you.
Dan, do you want to go for the T-shirt as well?
You want me to?
Later.
There are all kinds of spots on that T-shirt, Dan.
You want to go for it, Dan?
Sure, why not?
Add it to the fire.
We are finding that our audience that will come to an outdoor golf event is very different from the audience that participates in most of our events.
The flame is
still going from the underpants.
Look at Now, Dan, can you get the mic sound down by the fire?
All right, there we go. Now he's lighting
the shirt.
T-shirt. Now I would guess the T-shirt's going to go up like. There it is.
And this is a pretty windy day for that fire to continue.
And I will mention the underpants still on fire.
Still smoldering, Mike.
Where? What
oh,
is?
No, there's still flame in the underpants.
There is. What's fueling them? The leavings. The leavings are fueling.
Dan, how do you feel standing there watching that dirty pair of underpants be burned?
Well, these were actually, and all sincerely, these were my favorite pair of boxers.
Sure. Yeah, that's why you wore them often without laundering them.
Why were they your favorites, Dan?
I like the color of them.
Yeah, striped.
What color were they originally?
Plaid.
They were plaid, and they. How long have you owned those boxers?
I'm guessing you wore them in the summertime. I'm guessing that they've lasted a few seasons with you.
Summertime in the 70s.
And now, as the underpants, you know what it looks like now? You know how if you got like a fire going in your grill?
Right.
And every once in a while, one of the charcoal briquettes will cut loose with a tongue of flame.
Right.
That's what his underpants are like now.
Yeah, brown tongue of flame.
Smoldering. And the T-shirt.
T-shirt's going very nicely right now. He lit the T-shirt on the flames of the underpants that have been going for probably close to 20 minutes.
I just wish we had a bag of marshmallows.
Oh, God.
And, I'm seeing lots of guys with crutches and canes come through today.
Yes.
This is, I swear to God, the weirdest crowd we've ever had. Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Doing great. What's the crutch for?
I got a bad hip.
A bad hip, and and you're wearing a dog collar. Is that a dog collar you're wearing?
It's a chain.
A chain, okay.
It's a chain.
Oh, man.
You having a good time?
I'm having a great time.
Uh-huh. Did you see the burning underpants?
I did.
Okay, don't inhale too deeply over there. You might.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little contact buzz.
Right. Hey, Dan, can we interview the Hooters girl, who's the very nice Hooters girl who's been at hole number 7? Hi there.
Hi.
She's the gal who wanted me to, I'm getting the whiff of those underpants.
Yeah, I know. I got a buzz coming because I'm downwind.
You're downwind. Are you able to survive over there on hole number 7?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right.
How would you rate the fellas that have come to... I understand that there's been one woman that's played the course. Now, we have lots of women watching, but right. Hold on. Mike, there are more women playing the course right now. Isn't that a woman?
We have women?
I think.
But they're cheating. They're in boxers. They're not wearing, underwear.
Well, beggars can't be choosers. You know what I mean? It is a cold day, and it's only 61 degrees now. It looks like rain is imminent. How would you, on a scale of 1 to 10, rate the average guy who's come through hole number 7 today?
Okay, well, you have to understand that to the left of me, I have Dan, the one in the dirty underwear, and...
would he be the atypical man you've seen out here today?
Yeah, pretty close to it.
Not that bad.
would this be the most hazardous duty that Hooters has ever sent you out on?
I think so.
You think so? Have you ever been prouder to be a Hooters girl than right now?
Never in my life.
And once again, I'm liking the guy over here that's smoking as he is putting. Cigarettes being consumed right and left.
You know, and I'll say this, we got two kinds of listeners. We either got listeners who are very fat,
right,
or are very skinny.
Yes.
There is no middle ground with our listeners. They either look anorexic,
uh-huh,
or they look like they need to be taken out of their homes with a crane, like, what was that guy's
name? Walter Hudson.
Yes, like,
yeah. It's the, and Hambone.
What was his name? Flapjack? Hambone.
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 It's the constant search for the average body.
And I like the work boots. I'm seeing lots of work boots.
Well, what happened? What happened?
Dan, are your underpants okay?
Oh, somebody just dropped one there.
Oh, we were getting some real-life golf action there.
Oh, a little,
Don and Mike kick ass.
Oh, wow. Thank you, sir.
Hey, have you smelled the burning underpants?
Yes, I have, and I'm going to move now.
You notice everybody's trying to play hole number 7 quickly?
Definitely.
That's because we've got the burning... And, Mike, look at the underpants are now... starting to disintegrate.
Yes, they have disintegrated. They're ashes to ashes.
Pile of smoldering ashes. However, the T-shirt continues to burn.
Yeah. Burning at the same pace, too, as Rob is adjusting it with his stick.
Dan, your feelings now as you watch your wonderful undershirt go up in flames.
Well...
Thank you, Dan. That was a wonderful answer. We appreciate it. Yeah, a round of applause for Dan and his quick wit.
Captain Suave. It's Dan, you're the official mascot of the Don and Mike nude. Thank God it's not nude. The underpants open today. Although, the way that Dan looks now, shirtless, that's pretty close to nude.
Yeah, that's very close to nude. And the good news is, not only did Dan get one pair of boxers, he actually got two to wear home now.
And would you like a pencil or something to scratch that belly with? Because I noticed you're continually going... Do you have a rash on your belly? Here, have one of my mechanical pencils, Dave. Dan?
Has a kitten been using your stomach as a scratching board?
No,
Just itchy?
No, not really itchy, just...
Do you consider yourself to be a dirty guy?
No.
On average. Take us through the average hygiene of the day.
Yeah.
When you wake up, first thing in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Do you jump in the shower? Do you go get
breakfast? Hold on. Let's take a bet. I'm going to bet the first thing he does is go to the bathroom. I'm betting that that's the first thing when he wakes up.
All right. I'm going to say that he scratches himself.
Rob, what do you think? First thing when he gets up?
Hits the fridge.
Buzz?
I like scratching.
All right, scratching what?
Dan, what is the first thing you do?
The winner is Don Geronimo. I go to the bathroom
in the
morning.
He goes to the bathroom. You know your people.
I know my audience, Mike. And these are my people. All of them, and they're either very skinny or very fat body types.
Oh, wow. Man, so the winner is goes to the bathroom.
Another game.
All right.
Using again Dan. And I am still amazed that that T-shirt is burning like it is. I swear to God.
It's amazing. Well, why do you think they call it fuel oil?
How many times a week do you think he bathes?
All right. And now that's bathing, washing the face, or simply like jumping, showering.
Like showering or getting in a bathtub. I'm going to guess three. Out of seven.
I'm going to say four.
Buzz?
I'll go out on a limb and I'll also say four. I think four.
Robbie?
Well, I don't want to say four. So I'll say five.
Five. Oh, five. You're giving way too much credit. Dan, the answer is?
Nobody's correct. Rob's the closest. Seven times.
Seven times? You didn't shower today.
No, I didn't. Because usually I went out to run some errands, uh-huh. And then I forgot you guys were going to be here.
Well, yeah. The correct answer would be six then.
No, because I'll shower when I go home this evening.
Oh, no, you won't. Don't fib a fibber. Come on now. You won't. It's nighttime. You're going to bed. You're not going to shower. Tell the truth. You're not going to shower when you go home tonight.
Certainly.
No, you're not.
All right, I got another game. How many girls has Dan been with? Has Underpants Dan been with?
Oh, can I go first?
Yeah.
I'm going to say goose egg.
Oh, you stole my answer. All right.
That's why I wanted to go first.
I'll go with one, but like a relative or something.
When he was very young.
Yeah, like a cousin or a sister.
When he was like a kid.
Buzz?
I can't go over one. One.
Rob?
Twice, but he paid for it.
Nice caveat.
All right.
Dan?
What time frame are you talking about?
In your life.
Your life.
In my life. How old are you, Dan?
24.
I'll stay with my answer.
Okay. And the answer is, how many women have you been with?
Whoever was the closest to seven, I forget.
Seven.
How wow. Way to go. Did you pay
did
for
you
any?
Did you pay for any?
Zip, zilt, zero.
And were you related to any of them?
No.
No.
We can get into real details and guess the average weight of the women, but who wants to do that?
Were they willing participants? Did you tie any of them up?
No.
Did you have to put the, what's that stuff that knocks somebody out? That, like in Columbo, they put it into a...
knockout pills.
Yeah, or the stuff that you put it like into a handkerchief and you put it over someone's...
Chloroform.
Face. Ether.
Chloroform.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, chloroform. Then bring them out. Hi, welcome to my house. You want pancakes? Hey, welcome to dance. This is my pad.
Dan, I like you. You're okay.
You're all right, Dan.
I like you guys. I've been listening to you ever since I was about 8 or 9 years old.
You're a great sport for sitting here, and we're enjoying our conversation with you right now.
My favorite show, can I tell the favorite show of
yours? Sure, Dan. Yes.
It was when you guys were on the other radio station,
yeah.
And you called to wake up Phil Collins. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
We talked about that yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Hey, hold on. We have a woman who's putting now at hole number right. Seven. Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Are those underpants you have on, or short?
Are those real?
Women's boxers.
Could you hike up your top so we could see? Okay, thank
yes,
you.
They are. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and an athletic bra. Oh,
thank you.
Have you smelled the underpants?
Yes, I have.
Have you smelled the burning underpants?
I have.
Okay.
Yes, coming off the number 7 green, everyone just a bit woozy.
Yes, Rob?
I just want to call attention to the underpants. That smoke is green.
Yeah, it is.
It's not proper smoke.
It is
that's
green
like
smoke.
Fireworks smoke.
Man, I mean, we might just have to have everybody tested for disease when they leave here today.
Could we get Dan a chair? Because I don't feel comfortable doing the rest of this show. Yeah, Dan, go on this bench right here in front of me.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable doing the rest of the show.
Do we have a towel? Do we have a towel we can put down on the bench?
Without the nature boy nearby.
There he is. There's Dan.
Our man, Dan.
All right. Cross your legs, Dan.
You know.
Thank you.
No, don't cross your legs.
Look at
the hole in his underpants is open up, Mike.
I am very sorry I asked for that.
Hey, well, I got a question for you guys. What celebrity do you think I most resemble?
Dennis Murphy.
I'm going to say my son.
Oh, okay.
Buzz? You know, you look like one of the Revenge of the Nerds guys.
Yeah. Yeah, very similar to that. You know who you look like a little bit if you cleaned yourself up and you put on a gray jumpsuit? You look a little bit like Francis from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
I'm going to get you, Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah, there'd be a similarity there, just a little bit.
Well, Dan, listen, you're the official mascot, so take a load off. Can we get Dan a pizza or something? Can we get him a pizza and get him some beverages over there?
That's a good idea. We've got some... Daryl, have you eaten the entire pie yet, or is there some for Dan? There are two slices.
Two slices left.
Bring Dan. As a matter of fact, Dan, can you eat a whole slice in one sitting?
Sure.
Oh, come on. You know he can, Mike.
All right, why don't you go for it?
There might not be any.
There he is.
Oh, it's
Carol left him no pizza. We want to thank Papa John's for supplying the pizza today. Also, we want to thank Country Butcher Barbecue. We especially want to thank MVC Late Night Video, one of our best sponsors, and the Flight Deck in Herndon, where the big after-golf underpants party will be happening tonight.
You're going to be checking that out, Dan? You're going to be going over to the after... Oh, Dan, are you all right? Oh, my God.
Hold on a second.
Oh,
our
my God, the
our
humanity.
Engineer Dan Ryan is... What I call him, Dan Ryan?
Dan Ryson.
That's an expressway in Chicago.
Right.
Dan Ryson is down.
Are you in pain right now? Now, tell the truth.
I'm in pain right now.
I know. You let it go. Scream, Dan. Let it go.
That all right.
Did you bloody yourself?
Just a little bit.
Oh, Dan.
It's not as bad as driving down the Dan Ryan Expressway.
Would you like would you like underpants, Dan, to suck the blood out for you?
Oh, please, could I?
All right, get him some Hanes to mop up the blood. Our chief engineer, Dan, took a terrible tumble on the bricks surrounding the green.
He was going to cover the sound of someone going for a very long putt.
Yeah.
And at that moment, we asked Underpants Dan a question, and Dan Ryzen was caught in between.
Well, I was asking Dan if he's going to the after tournament party, because, Dan, I know a lot of ladies will be going over there, and they might want to meet you. Are you going to the party?
Where's that?
Well, thanks for asking. It's at the Flight Deck in Herndon.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, as a matter of fact, I will offer up $100 to any woman that stops by this afternoon and is willing to take on the assignment of being Underpants Dan's date.
Yeah, Dan, you need a date for tonight, right? Come on, tell the truth.
Yes.
I'm guessing you don't have a current main number one girlfriend?
No.
All right, well then, ladies, I can tell you now that he's got one hell of a rack on him.
He sure does. And you know something? He's a good sport.
Yeah, no, I really like you, Dan.
I like you guys, too.
And I think that there's a chance that... listen, I don't want to promise anything, but I might be able to offer you a career as great as the one that I've given to Dennis Murphy. I feel that kind of magic between us now.
That's right.
As I look at your underpants, still... burning.
Still burning?
Still burning. I swear to God, still burning.
The pile of ashes from Hygiene Dan.
All right. If there is a woman who would like to be Dan's date at the after party tonight, stop by and identify yourself as such. We will continue with the festivities and we'll start the news and comment live from the Underpants Open right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Hot Talk 1140 KHTK Sacramento, an American radio system station.
You like rap music?
Yeah, I like rap.
You like rap music? Well, turn around real slow then. I'm from the Rap Coalition of America. Take that gun off and throw it over there. Throw the gun over there. If you like rap music so much, how come you ain't smiling?
I'm smiling.
Smile real big.
I'm smiling.
And let's do a rap together.
Go ahead.
Yo, baby, yo.
Yo, baby, yo.
Say, ow.
Yeah, ow.
The only radio show with over 1 million candle power, Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah, I like the Hooters girls jumping up and down to this music.
Yeah, they're getting into it. Way to go, girls.
Like aerobicizing. Well, this is not too awkward, my reverence here.
That, I got to tell you something. I didn't walk over there because I wanted to enjoy the moment of watching you in your underwear chatting with your reverend who is in full regalia.
Yeah, he got his collar on and everything today.
He's in his reverend suit. And I also wanted to say Dave Jones, our weather guy.
From Channel 4?
Absolutely aced it.
Yeah.
On the money. Almost to the minute.
He said that we would get rain about halfway through the show, and we're halfway through, and now we do have big globules, big drops coming down from the sky.
But that's not going to stop our partygoers.
No, we're gonna stay with it here. The underpants, listen, I want to give you the final squirtle on the underpants.
Yeah.
Dan's underpants burned. Is it 25 minutes, Rob?
Yes.
25 minutes of nonstop burnage.
Way to go, Dan.
Salute you, Underpants Dan.
You're a good man, and we're still waiting for that dream date of yours to show up at the Woody's parking lot.
Yes, if there's a woman who's brave enough to go to the after show party with you, she will be rewarded with $100 in cash. How are you, Dan? And how come Dan does not have his pizza yet?
Yeah, we need pizza for Dan.
Did you get your free pizza yet, Dan? Have you eaten it already?
No.
No, not yet?
I only brought one box over and it was empty.
All right, we will work on that.
Oh, those bastards.
We're at Woody's, and that's on Route 7 in Herndon, Virginia, where it is full. I think they're starting to park people now actually out on Route 7 because the parking lot is full.
Yeah, a lot of people coming in after work to enjoy the tournament, and hopefully we'll get some parking out on the street and everything will work out fine.
We, at this point, have many more spectators than participants.
Yeah, we urge everybody that's here, all you have to do is slip out of those trousers, those slacks, and... and enjoy the round.
And as I look at some of the scorecards, I asked to see who was in the lead right now. I will tell you that the only thing more disgusting than our audience's hygiene is their handwriting.
Yeah, it's very, very bad. And, you know, with the rain coming down a little bit, too, there's going to be serious smudge factor.
Well, it looks like the winner right now is a guy who's got 48. His name is Chris Furry.
Wow.
And he got 48 on 18 holes.
That's the leader. That's pretty good.
And then we have a guy that's 50, a guy that's got 51, a bunch of 51s, 55 also. And I see somebody that we got to interview. Let's go wireless real fast.
All right.
Because we have to get to buzz with news and comment. And
okay.
We're
going
to play a little Mother's Day game today. But I noticed that not only is there a guy in like a Chef Boyardee.
That's right.
But there's a woman who's wearing some kind of
sexy lingerie.
Yeah, with big black cowboy boots.
Wow, don't you look good? I mean, you really. Let's give this woman a round of applause.
Yeah.
Hi, what's your name?
Are you a lesbian?
Are you a lesbian?
No.
You're not a lesbian?
You know, Mike and I got a thing going on with lesbians. We've got a real good deal going with lesbians right now. We love Ellen. You sure you're not a lesbian?
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Gotcha.
No.
Oh, and Chef Boyardee, are you the boyfriend?
I am. I'm pretty sure she's not a lesbian.
Where are you a chef?
That's why it's taped over white there.
You don't want to reveal that?
Really?
Oh, come
and
on
Mike,
now.
He's another guy. When's the last time you washed your Chef Boyardee shirt?
I was busy today. I came right from work. No skids in the underwear, though.
Okay.
Is it one of those high-class restaurants?
Pretty high-class, yeah.
Pretty high-class.
If only the diners could see you now, huh?
And what in heaven's name made you dress like this? Not that I'm complaining. That's a fantastic outfit you have.
Could you take us through the outfit? Describe it for us. What exactly are you wearing? The entire ensemble, almost like we've got a fashion show going on right now.
Well, can you do it? I mean, you can take.
Well, sure. She has on.
See, we don't know the names for some of these things.
Black cowboy boots,
right?
And then frilly stuff coming out of the bottom.
Then she's wearing a black blazer and
a green bra.
Are those regular panties that you're wearing, or what are they? What are they? Huh?
They're teddy.
They're teddy shorts?
Teddy shorts.
I didn't know that they were teddy shorts. I love that name.
Do we have any teddy shorts fans in the crowd?
Teddy shorts!
I know we did. I knew we did, Mike. The gallery loves... You know, this is almost as big a gallery as Tiger Woods had.
This is terrific, and they're following this woman. Everybody loves the teddy shorts.
Well, go ahead. We'd love to watch you hit some balls.
Go ahead.
So,
go ahead.
Let's
you want? Is this the next hole?
She's a Cinderella girl.
Oh, and look at, he's got like clogs on. Look at those queer clogs.
You handle food all day?
All day long.
Oh, God.
Where did you get those clogs, my good man?
Germany. Straight from Germany.
German clogs, of course, Mike.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. You almost got it. Hold on.
No, I'm going for the red.
Oh, you're going for the red.
You're going for the red.
All right. Dan over there is going for the red, too, as a matter of fact.
And now, don't forget, I think the guys go, in tribute to Allen Cunningham, they go to the blue hole.
The blue hole, and the ladies are going for the red hole.
For Mother's Day. Yes,
hey,
Robbie.
And our lady, I got to point out, the teddy shorts put it in two.
Hey, nice.
Wait a minute. You got
nice.
It in the hole in two.
Now, let me talk to some of our Hooters girls. What's your name?
I'm Heather.
And you are?
Melissa.
And you are?
Joanna.
Now, I happen to know Joanna's in love with Dave the Underpants guy, right?
Yeah, I really like that whole ceremony.
He's got a certain amount of animal magnetism, wouldn't you agree?
I agree, and if I didn't have a boyfriend, I'd be the first one there for that $100 to date him.
Is this your proudest moment as Hooters girls?
Yeah. Most definitely.
What's the best thing about being a Hooters girl at the first annual Underpants Open?
Looking at all the butts.
That's a good, especially ours. Yeah, we know that's a lie.
Now, what about this guy? Look at the way this guy's dressed here. This guy's got like a Jackie Stewart driving cap on.
All right.
And he's got like a raincoat and work boots. What's your name?
Dave.
Dave, where are you from?
Kensington, Maryland.
This is a special look that Dave's got.
Mike, Dave's the first guy that really scares me. How about you?
Yeah, there's a...
You're not driving up here. I wanted to be the one to scare you.
Well, congratulations, you did it.
I'm also the in-between guy. You know, you said you got all the fat guys here and all the skinny guys. I'm very in-between.
don't flatter yourself. You're a member of my club, my friend. You know what I'm saying? Don't let anybody tell you that you're skinny.
All right. Oh, wow. And, hey, look at that food. He's got some country butcher barbecue over here.
Here's Dan, the underpants guy, the unofficial king of our golf tournament today. Now, is the rain... You know, it is starting to... Jesus, it's really starting to pour now.
That's the kind of food that we figured you've been eating all week.
Actually, this is probably the first time I've ever had a sloppy Joe.
It's not a sloppy Joe. It's actually barbecue.
Oh, barbecue.
It's barbecue. Okay. What did you have for dinner last night? Just out of...
Why can't you tell by looking at his teeth?
Most of it's still in there.
Let's see, last night,
Are you familiar with a product called Glide? It's a real easy dental floss to use.
No, I haven't heard of that.
What did you have for dinner last night? And take us through the whole meal, because I'm sure it was substantial.
Last night for dinner, geez, I can't remember.
Oh, come on, Dan. Think hard. It was probably fast food.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. That's Captain Dan, everybody. He's the underpants guy and the official mascot of the Don and Mike Underpants Open. Oh, and I see that now it's rained so much that we've moved underneath the gazebo, which means that as people enter hole number 10,
it's going
to be a hazard.
Yeah, it's going to be very difficult to get it into the blue hole with all the wires and cables here.
Oh, and isn't it funny how this has worked out? Look, Buzz has found himself a little news assistant.
Hey, look at that, Buzz. Who would this be?
I didn't get her name, actually.
Hi, Hooters girl.
Hi, I'm Julie.
Is this your proudest moment as a Hooters girl?
Oh, definitely.
Julie, have you had an opportunity to meet Mr. Burbank?
No, I haven't.
This is Buzz.
This is Buzz.
Hi, Buzz. Nice to meet
you. You know, listen to this. Listen to his underpants jingle. Go ahead, Buzz.
He already showed me that. I just didn't know his name.
Oh,
slick guy.
Hey,
everybody.
Nice meeting you. We are going to do a break. We're at Woody's. It is starting to rain, but we are continuing undaunted on Route 7 in Herndon, Virginia. Someone gets the green boxers at $1,000. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now back to the Don and Mike Show on Hot Talk 1140 KHTK, your home of the Kings.
Resident, please leave a message and we will get back with you as soon as possible. But in the meantime, enjoy this song and may God bless you real good.
They are the role models for joy, Don and Mike.
Well, here we are making more radio history with our first ever underpants open. Let's take just a moment to steal a look at our own Big Gum Jim. It looks like he's putting the moves on a girl from Albania over there.
Now, Jim is in his underwear with a Boston Bruins jersey on and looking ever so...
He heard us. He was putting the moves on that European chick.
We caught you!
I hope that's a chick. Is that a chick or a guy he was talking to?
Oh, my God, it's a guy.
It's a guy, Doug?
It's a guy.
Oh, dear.
We thought it was a Hungarian person.
I terribly embarrassed him. I thought for sure you were putting the moves on some European girl over there.
The guy I play hockey with every week.
Oh, my. Okay.
I got to point something out to you. Your body language next to him was a little suspect.
Well, thank you.
We also want to take a second out. You know, we just walked from our protective gazebo, which the reason that a lot of the crowd noise isn't evident is not evident until we get out there is that we are right in the middle of the 18-hole miniature golf course.
It's a very spread out area. This is they've got batting cages here, they've got a driving range, they've got a miniature golf course.
So we just were walking back to do our business, we see all kinds of people who I have not seen who have been pushed away towards the back. You know, they got a big like 5-on-5 basketball game going on back there also.
Oh, do they have a basket? I didn't know that there was hoops back there.
And I got a wonderful, at least I take it.
Oh, sir, that was unnecessary. You did not need to flash Mr. Geronimo.
Oh, I didn't even see it.
This gentleman has boxers, but there was something lime green underneath that he was flashing you. What are you wearing, sir?
What's he doing here now?
Oh, dear.
Oh, do I want to see?
Oh, no.
it's like a thong. Oh. Pull your pants back up.
For the love of God!
As we were walking through the crowd, saying hi to a lot of the people who are here, somebody gave me a very nice compliment, said, "You look like a Kennedy."
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Well, thank you." And I was feeling pretty good about myself until I figured out what the guy's talking about. Ted Kennedy, without his pants. Remember that picture of Ted Kennedy?
Oh, yeah.
Just where he just had like a dress shirt on and he was running around on the beach.
Something about those senators when they're wearing the dress shirts and the underwear, not a very becoming look.
And we also want to thank the Fairfax County Police.
Yeah, they're here and making the rounds, making sure that the clothes are staying on 100%, the good guys from Fairfax County.
I want to thank the guys in gray for helping us out with the crowd control. We also want to thank all of the people who have come out. We do have have the greatest fans here at our home station.
Now the
in Washington on WJFK.
It's kind of tough. If you can hear us, give yourselves a round of applause. All right, really.
See, but we're so
they're way down there.
We're so insulated. And Rob, you're doing a very poor job of goosing the crowd. Did you see the limp wrist that he threw up in the air as if to signify, yeah?
Jim McClure taught me that limp-wristed move.
And whoop, there it is.
And you know, we haven't spent any time really analyzing your lingerie-like boxers that you're wearing.
You like them?
You are.
Yeah, they're pretty.
They're pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah, Rob, what is the style you're wearing today?
Oh God.
Jim McClure, you don't have to touch him.
Jim does have to touch me.
Did you notice Jim going right for Rob's underpants?
You know, Don has mentioned that he's 5%. What's your percentage, Jim?
About 7 today.
Wow. About 7. Rob, your underpants are...
Oh, my God.
Silk boxers.
Those look like something that ought to be in a heavyweight fight.
Those I bought these from Bob Hope.
You can fit a kidney belt under those.
Can you hike them up any higher, Rob?
Perhaps. Hold on.
All right.
I'm just going to try. All right.
Do we want to see this?
Let's have a look.
Okay.
I wanted to thank the folks at Rep Big and Tall.
Who
did actually stock these boxers.
Hey, everybody.
Mary, a skid mark.
Does Rob make you horny?
Does he make you horny?
Wow. So we want to thank all of our great listeners for coming out on what has turned out to be a very cloudy and rainy day to participate in the Underpants Open.
Yeah, the folks are still going through the course, even though it's a little damp out.
We also want to thank the Hooters girls. We have a girl at every hole today, which is
We've got a great group of Hooters girls down there. They're having a little chow break, and they've been wonderful.
Long been my dream to have a girl at a Hooters girl at every hole, and you know what? We were talking to some of the Hooters gals during that last commercial set about the Italian monkey boy.
Yes, Ralph David Renzi, who, I should point out, arrived at the exact same time as all of the Hooters girls.
You should have seen him. He was leading like he was leading them on a walk somewhere, like they were going to go on a nature walk.
And you know, the majesty and the beauty of the arrival of the Hooters girls,
it was totally ruined.
Was destroyed by the blockhead Italian monkey boy.
Now, could you give us a statement, please, speaking for all of the Hooters girls? Your feelings on Ralph Renzi
we love Ralph.
Oh, no.
No.
Right.
Why do you Hooters girls love Ralph so much?
I went to high school with him.
Yeah? God. Can't you give me a better reason than that?
He dated my sister.
Dated your sister?
I guess you have to be politically correct then.
Did you hear Ralph when he had his brief fling with Stardom on our show about a month ago?
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Did you send him up with a date or something?
Yeah.
I did hear about that with Sandy and somebody, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Sandy and Kara.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Kara's here.
Kara, right there.
Where's Kara? Kara, you went out on a date with Ralph?
No, we did the dating game show with him.
Oh, you were one of the women
that did the show. You girls were much better than Ralph is. No lie. Hey, why don't we just eavesdrop on the Hooters girls for a couple of minutes? Let's just put a microphone in between all of them and hear what girlish things they're talking about. Now.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the next few seconds, you're going to be listening to Girl Talk.
The Hooters girls.
There we go. Do you see the guy over there?
He's so hot. Oh,
my
God.
Man that had the dirty underwear on.
All right. They're not letting us down.
They're so cute. The man who had the dirty underwear on. I love you, Hooters girls. And that man is Underpants Dan. Do we have a date for him yet?
Has the woman arrived that's going to take $100 to be his date for the evening?
You know, there's a big after-show party tonight at the Flight Deck in Herndon. That is right across the street from the World Gates Shopping Mall.
That's right.
And the first 75 folks that show up get free food and free commemorative underpants.
I have to remind the contestants, please, no scorecards in the mouth, please. No scorecards in the mouth.
We also want to thank again our sponsors, NBC Late Night Video, and also Papa John's and Country Butcher Barbecue. Well, I wasn't done eavesdropping on the Hooters girls yet.
Yes, go ahead.
Leave the microphone. La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Okay, so I'm on like my fourth piece of pizza here. Yum.
Come on, girls, make it saucy.
I'm going to think my shoes get it.
I think Donna might go really sexy.
All right,
there we go.
More of that, girls.
That's the thing about in
Maybe
the teeth. We know what you're doing.
Underwear off. I think he looks like a Kennedy.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Buzz, there's a comment now.
Okay.
At 22 minutes past the hour, we'll have more reports from the golf course. Also, we're going to take phone calls in the next part of the show, rotating random phone scan, and just in time for Mom's Day, we'll do a little impromptu Yo-ho mama.
All right.
With some of our guys here today. Oh, you know what I forgot to mention? I guess I'll save it for tomorrow's show. My wife went to the auction last night.
Another auction.
And she bought, without a doubt, in my humble opinion, the biggest piece of garbage that she's ever brought into our house at one of these auctions.
Is it big or is it simply a big piece of garbage?
It's big. And now we could play a game. You guys would never figure out what it is.
All right. Now, she likes to get the Art Deco stuff. I'm going to ask for a hint. Is it still on that line, the Art Deco kind of?
It's an antique, Mike. It's something that's real old.
Can you sit in it?
Yes.
Ooh.
Is it a barber chair?
No.
All right.
It is not Buzz.
Well, you had the beauty chair. You can sit in it.
Listen, you guys will never get it. Last night, she comes back from the auction.
It's a toilet.
I'll tell you something. You're very close, Mike.
Really?
Oh. She comes back from the auction last night. Oh, and I got something I got to bring in for you tomorrow.
Really?
Bart bought you a housewarming gift.
Really?
He bought you, like, you know, like one of those neon Michelob beer signs that you see, like, in a bar?
Oh, very cool.
I tell you, they got all this junk at auction. He got it for $3.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Cool. I will use it. I will put it downstairs.
So they came home last night. They said, Dad, come out to the car and help us carry in this stuff. So I got the light. I'm carrying the light in for you.
Right.
And my wife has been carrying what looks like an antique rocking chair.
Okay.
Now, it's not a rocking chair.
Oh,
it's
I think
a chair.
I know what it is.
As I'm bringing it in, I'm noticing that it's real dirty looking and it's old, and she's telling me she's going to refinish it.
Oh, no.
I set it down, and she says, don't you know what kind of chair this is?
Oh, no, I know what it is.
And in the middle of it, it looks like, you know, the top of a pot that you would take off?
Yes.
It's got a thing that you would... It's a chair that they used to use that, like, people would go number two in.
I think it's used in hospitals, too.
You would dig a hole underneath or have a bucket underneath.
Chamber pot.
Yes, and you would sit and... You know, take a dump.
So, you're going to have this on display?
It's in my living room now.
It's in your living room.
And
for you.
I said to her, I don't want a crapper in my living room. And then we got into a whole discussion about, she said, well, the living room is her room.
Right.
And the television room is my room. And she doesn't complain when I put the Dan Marino's jersey up on the wall.
I got a way you can win that argument.
How?
All you have to do is use it one day.
not to mention the fact that it's a commode.
Oh, God.
It's like old.
And it's big and it's heavy.
And who knows how many Thomas Jeffersons sat on there and did their, you know, their colonial business.
That sounds like a rather foul item to be bringing into the home.
I swear to God, it's worse than the Bride of Frankenstein thing. It's worse than the birdcage she got that she put, like, little Barbie dolls inside.
And it's old.
And it's real old.
Oh.
So is your beer light, but it still works.
Well, let's see. Certain stuff that's older works, and I'm looking forward to seeing that.
And tomorrow, did I tell you that tomorrow is also the day that annually all the dads go to my kids' school?
Oh, really?
You know, they always do that. It's very confusing. They have
the day you have to sit in the little chairs?
Right. They have Father's Day at my kids' school, but they have it. It's very confusing. They always have it the day before Mother's Day.
Right.
So tomorrow, all day, starting at 7:30, I'll be going to class with my son.
Wow. So the odds are that you're going to be quizzed and tested like you are every year.
Right, and I'll be able to come in tomorrow and tell you what an absolute moron I am after spending the day in school.
That's good. They do that every single year. We'll see. You know, I keep a running tab of your grades.
I shall. I will pencil in some time tomorrow to talk about that and also discuss that incredible crapper.
That crapper
that she brought.
That's the weirdest item I've ever heard that she's gotten at auction.
And it's not like she's got it in the corner. Like, when you walk into our house and you come through the kitchen, I mean, she's got that baby right at eye level. It's the first thing you see.
Wow. And decorative item is what it's for, because certainly she doesn't want you to be rolling in there and using it in the middle of the day.
I think she's going to stain it. I mean, I could stain
again.
It for her. Yeah. I think the plan is that she's going to stain it, and she's got this whole idea that somehow it's a crazy, kooky antique.
Maybe not a bad idea to put it out in a small corner of the yard for those times when you're raking leaves and just can't make it back to the house.
But I don't want it in my living room, for goodness sakes. Aren't you with me, Hooters girls? Of course you are. Let me ask you, Hooters girls. You girls are refined and classy. Would you ever have a chair in your house that a guy like Thomas Jefferson used to take a dump in?
No
all right,
way.
There you go.
They're with you, Don.
I should have married a Hooters girl, Mike.
They're all with you.
How many times did they... I wish I had a nickel for every time that I say I should have married a Hooters girl. Buzz Burbank now at 27, past the hour.
Hey, let's talk about mobsters.
All right.
Sammy the Bull. In fact, let's talk about the mobster we had on the show recently. Sammy the Bull Gravano is being sued by the daughter of one of the victims he mentions in the book.
Wow.
She wants to make sure that he doesn't profit from that murder.
Oh, Buzz, let me interrupt you you for a second.
Yeah, what's happening?
I see that we have more women playing the course.
We
Rob,
do.
Would you
where?
Would you go interview these two gals right here with the Catholic girls underpants on? You know, Catholic girls start much too late. Only the good die young.
Oh, I love Billy Joel.
And hi there. Hey, lady. Hi.
Hi, it's just a microphone. Speak into it. You're making us look foolish.
Hi there. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, you're so shy. What's your name?
You don't want to... Oh, my God, she's running away.
All right, go talk to the other one, Rob.
See if the other one will speak to you. Is she embarrassed, too?
Hi.
What's her name?
That's Rosa.
That's Rosa.
Rosa.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Kathy.
And, Kathy, what kind of underpants are you wearing?
They're boxers.
Do you have, like, girl underpants on underneath that?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Are you having a good time?
Are you glad you came out to the Underpants Open today?
Listen, I only stopped you because we've got a very special guy that we're trying to hook up with on a date today. Have you heard about Underpants Dan?
No.
Were you listening to the show last hour?
His underpants were burning?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. He had a skid mark of such gigantic proportions.
And we've fallen in love with him and after the skid mark, and we want to get him a date. Would you like to earn $100?
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, here's the deal. You know, the flight deck is having a party for everybody for the Underpants Open after we're done tonight.
Dan, perhaps while she's looking at you, a little less scratching and adjusting.
Go, run on over there, Dan. Run right, on over there.
Go on over there, Dan.
Let's go ahead, Dan.
And run, Dan, run. Have you ever run before?
Run, Forrest, run.
He's pretending to run.
He had an incredible, this big, huge skid mark in his underpants. What we did was we gave him a new pair of underpants, and we burned the old pair.
All
and
right.
He's the official mascot now of the golf tournament. Would you like to be his date tonight if we paid you $100?
Sure.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, then give this woman a round of applause. That's fantastic.
Hey, if I give you another $25, would you kiss her?
Oh, God.
Where? On the lips?
All right, I'll give you $50 right now if you kiss him on the lips. $50 extra if you kiss him on the lips.
Right now?
Right now.
Yeah,
right
on
now?
The lips.
Right now, on
I'll
the lips.
Get the money right now?
On the lips. Yeah, you'll get the money.
Kiss him right now on the lips. $50.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dan.
Wait,
Dan.
No.
You got a boner?
No.
All right. I just wanted to check.
Boy, oh, boy. And you, Kathy, thank you very much.
Kathy, thank you for being the princess to go along with Prince Charming.
Sure,
and right now, and do you notice Dan standing there right now? You just don't know what to do with your hands now, do you, Dan?
There he is. Not much to say.
He wants to scratch.
Yeah. Scratching his stomach.
He wants to tend to that rash.
What?
He told me to.
Oh, Daryl told you to?
Yeah.
But that scratch that you just did, that was an involuntary scratch, though.
That's
you didn't have any prompting on that.
Man, really, you ought to get some twine and just tie your hands behind your back.
Dan, do you like this gal, Kathy? She seems like a delightful woman.
You must be Catholic, right?
Yes.
Okay, she has the O'Connell shirt on, so she must be Catholic. Well,
do you have something against Catholic girls?
No, I'm Catholic.
You're Catholic. Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Is that like a high school? You're not a high school student,
no,
are you?
No, I go to college.
You go to college.
Yeah.
All right. Thank God. I got scared for a second there.
What is your major?
It's international business right now.
Oh, man. If it was abnormal psychology, you'd have it in the bag.
Hey, you'd get an A. Well, listen, congratulations on your date tonight with Dan, and thanks for kissing him. And would you kiss him once more just for free?
Just for free? For us?
Sure.
For free. Oh,
here we go.
Sport. Look at that.
Oh, on the cheek.
On the cheek.
How humiliating that is. The second kiss, the free one, was on the cheek.
And I'm guessing that's the last kiss that he'll get all night.
$25 more if you give him one on the lips.
Another 25 on the lips.
Right
yeah,
now.
Right now. On the lips.
That's a total payday.
I'll give you 50 if you tongue him.
Oh,
no?
I'll go for 25.
25, man.
25. Oh.
How you like that, Dan?
Yeah, still doesn't know what to do with it.
It's nice.
It's nice?
Nice.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Hey, you're nice. It's nice.
You're playing hard to get, Dan. I think that's terrific.
Do I sound like the Grease Man? It's nice.
Yes.
That's
wonderful,
great.
Dan.
Thank you, Greg.
There no end to his talent?
Thank you. Thanks muchly. Now, Buzz, you know what? Let me do a break, Buzz.
Okay, good idea.
And we'll come back and we'll start the... Oh, look at Dan sweating and shaking her hand right now.
All right, but the good news is, even though he hasn't showered, he has a fresh pair of boxers on.
Yes, Dan.
Can I give props out to the guy that lent me this shirt, the guy over there in the purple cape? I think you guys interviewed him earlier.
The guy in the purple cape. You remember him, Captain Hemorrhoid over there.
Yeah, Captain Hemorrhoid with the purple wig.
You know, we have a bunch of guys who are, like, dressed as comic book superheroes here today.
Yes, and they're all showing their underarm hair.
Thank you, Dan, and thank you, Kathy. And, Buzz, when we come back, we'll get to the story about the mobsters.
Beautiful.
That's next, live from the Underpants Open. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now back to the Don and Mike Show on Hot Talk 1140 KHTK, your home of the Kings.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me, and you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too. Now let's talk about the game.
Remember to wash your hands after listening. The Don and Mike Show.
But I saw a guy who looked like Charles Barkley around here earlier today. A very big, muscular, black guy with a shaved head.
Was he talking like Charles Barkley? Was he hurling profanities at
yeah.
the...
Yeah, I went up to him. I said, how you doing? And he said, hey, I understand you've been effing with me and effing with my family.
Wow.
No, you know, I'm constantly amazed at the melting pot.
Yeah.
That is the listenership of our show. From hippie freaks
right.
to big fat guys with umbrellas on their heads.
To Dan.
To Dan.
Mm-hmm.
To anorexic, very skinny, model-type women.
Sure.
To businessmen with button-down white shirts.
To executive chefs.
Yeah, and something else I'm very proud of that we've noticed today right. is that we must be kicking ass with our Asian fans.
Yeah, we dig our Asian listeners in a big way.
Because, man, we've got a... I would say, I don't know what the ratio... You know how I like to categorize people.
Let's just put our hands up to our foreheads and salute.
Hey.
Salute to our Asian listeners.
So we got all kinds of people with all kinds of backgrounds. And now let's put some real pressure on the guy on hole 14.
All right.
The guy with the blue shirt on.
He's got his multicolored boxers.
Rob, Daryl, why don't you run out there and see if we can actually get some hole 14 coverage now.
Yeah.
What is your name, sir?
Andy.
Andy, hi. What is the thing on your underpants?
Which part?
What is doing there?
What's going on? Tell us the tale of your underwear.
These are picked out by my daughter, who is three, at the Disney store. They're Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, Winnie the Pooh. I couldn't tell what the design was.
Oh, my daughter loves Winnie the Pooh.
See?
I'm going to root for you on this hole.
There you go.
And what is your score thus far, sir?
So far, 47.
You realize you can win if you get a hole in one now on the last five holes.
Five, is that all?
Yeah, that looks. And you look like a semi-normal listener, but you know,
thank
in the
you.
Boxer shorts, that's hard to tell.
Well, they were a gift, so
that's wonderful.
All right, well, no pressure.
Thank you.
No pressure.
All right, Andy is now taking the club back gently, and he is going to stroke the putt. There it goes.
Mike, perhaps a bit too much muscle, I think.
A little too strong.
And?
Oh, where's the ball? Is it in the hole? No.
Oh, dear.
Cinderella boy.
He's a Cinderella boy.
He's a Cinderella boy.
Oh, hello there, Mrs. Harris.
Buzz, hold off on that news. I promise I'm interested in the news, but I'm caught up in the drama that is the underpants open.
All right, now where is he now? This is your second shot, and the hole is up near Rob.
He's about 8 feet out, and it's an uphill putt.
And, Rob, can you tell us how much is it raining out there now?
A mere sprinkle, Don.
A mere sprinkle. Okay, great.
Please do not let Rob's silk boxers distract you.
And
here he goes.
Here we go.
Andy, up the hill.
And
up the hill, and...
Oh, against the wall.
Now, Rob, what's the rule when they're tucked up against that brick wall? What do they have to do?
I think they have a one club head length. They can move it away from the wall.
Once you play with me, you can move it like a 6-8 inches away if you want.
That's good. That's
and even,
you
may, even if your wife and son aren't watching, move it even closer.
Okay.
I'm not beyond cheating.
Shot number three.
It's in the hole.
Down
into
the
Cinderella boy. Cinderella boy makes it happen.
That's great.
Who's our leader right now, Robbie? Do we know? Is it the guy who's or the girl who shot 50?
Is it Davis Love the Third?
Here comes Big Gum Jim. Hey, Hooters girls, do you think that Big Gum Jim looks like Nicolas Cage? Question for you right now, Hooters girls. This guy right here, do you think he looks like Nicolas Cage? Do you
Wait
believe
a minute, we've got one of You really do think he does,
do
right?
Like
Hold on, back in. Do you know that he once was in a bar getting drunk and he convinced the girl that he was Nicolas? Did you sleep with her? Did you, Jim? Did you bet her?
I did not.
Did
I
you,
did
you
bet
did
her.
Not.
Did you bet that woman?
Did she make you horny?
Not me.
But do you Hooters girls think
yeah,
that this
I think
guy
he resembles them?
You think
he doesn't
so?
Talk like him, you know. How Nicolas Cage talks real slow.
How does Nicolas Cage talk?
Oh, he's horrible.
Hey, Jim.
Hello. Remember Raising Arizona? He was just like, the
Look at my hand. My hand from Moonstruck. Right. They've taken my hand.
And which one of you Hooters girls wanted to say hi to her boyfriend?
Me. Oh, this one.
Oh, if you must.
Hi, this is Melissa. I just want to say hi to Chad.
See, now, Big Gum Jim was working the microphone, and as soon as she mentioned her boyfriend's name, he moved the microphone away from her mouth.
Well, that was for Jimmy the intern. He forced me to do it.
Are you still single, Big Gum Jim?
Yes, I am.
Now, are all of you... Now, you have a boyfriend. Do both of you other girls have boyfriends,
too? I do have a boyfriend.
Too? And you, too?
No. Oh, you don't have a boyfriend. Oh.
Really?
Is there any kinetic...
Nicolas Cage, and Nicolas Cage has some money, so...
Oh!
Is there any kinetic energy between any of you gals and our own Big Gum Jim?
What do you think of...
I thought we had kinetic energy with each other. He said we were lesbians.
Yeah.
Oh,
we don't have time for men, remember?
Oh,
we're all
I
lesbians.
Forgot.
We have
you
no
know,
time for men.
Do you
I
notice
forgot.
When you yeah. say lesbians, we just stop and go, ah.
Right. Like that when a twinkle in your eye.
When a dog is listening to something.
That's why we're holding men's underwear, because we can't wait to go home and walk around in them.
Well, I think there's something happening between you and Jim.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And I think Jim right now, he's trying to be cool on the outside, but
underwear?
Inside, in his heart, underneath
yeah,
that bear. Yeah,
you can tell he's excited.
Check out his... Oh, look at that. Jim, how do you like
that? You can...
How do you like having Hooters girls lift your shirt up and look at your underpants?
Oh, it could be much worse.
I love it.
Yeah.
And what about these? Look at these two back here checking them out. Hi,
yeah.
girls.
What do you think about? What do you think of our own Big Gum Jim?
Lift up his shirt again, please.
Lift up his shirt again, Jim.
Lift up his shirt.
Lift up your shirt.
Pretty nice. Pretty nice.
Really?
Pretty nice. That's three of the Hooters girls that are going A-OK, Jeff.
Good man.
Where's Ralph?
Wow.
Oh,
Ralph. Ralph.
Oh,
boom.
Get out of here, Hooters
He's
girl.
Dead. He died.
You make me throw pencils at you, Hooters girls.
He threw pencils at her, man. And he could stab her eye out.
Way to ruin the moment.
Boo! Yes, Robbie.
I have our top two contenders right now.
Oh, and they are?
With a score of 48, it looks like Randy Hook.
Randy.
That's Chris Fury, also with a score of 48.
Oh, so as it stands right now, we'll have to have a sudden death?
And we have a winner, in the first place, I should say, with a score of 46, Mike's caddy, L.C. Yee.
L.C. Yee!
Yes, who
Another
may
Another one
not...
of our big Asian fans.
Way to go, L.C. Yee. And the first guy's name is Hook?
I believe so.
Oh, that's great. All right, Captain.
All right, we've got another hour to go. So if you think you can beat the winning score of 47, we invite you... 46, I'm sorry. We invite you to come down to Woody's and say, look at Underpants Dan over there.
Underpants Dan has found a friend. That's the guy that's
wearing the wig with the purple superhero cape.
And sitting next to the chef. This looks like a Three Stooges cartoon.
Hi, guys. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Hey, listen, are you still reeling with excitement from that big kiss?
Oh, definitely.
Uh-huh. And what are you and the guy with the purple cape on discussing?
Are you friends? Have you been friends for a while, or did you just meet today?
He gave me a shirt off his back. I was cold, so he told me to go ahead and take the shirt. And
I don't know which one's weirder.
My money's on Underpants Dan.
Yeah, Underpants Dan is hanging in there right now. What did you say your name was before, sir?
My name is also Dan.
Yeah, but I mean, what's your cartoon name today?
I'm Iron Man.
Why are you wearing a cape and a girl's wig?
Well, usually when I show up at the miniature golf course dressed like this, I'm immediately incarcerated. But today I'm allowed to be myself. Thanks to you guys.
I like that.
And sitting next to them, you've got the girl who's like dressed in her bondage clothes.
Yeah, right.
And the guy wearing his Chef Boyardee suit.
Are you guys enjoying yourselves?
We are.
Yeah, no need to speak. It's only radio.
Hi, okay, guys.
All right, thank you.
All right. And yes, can we do something for you, Mr.? Well, excuse me? No, you have to play this hole through us.
Yes, this hole, you have to get it into the... Have people been going around
yeah,
us?
Yeah, people have been skipping this hole, the gazebo that
oh,
we are in.
That's not right. That's not right at
They'll
all.
Come back and play around us, please. Please, yes, put your ball in action.
Now, this will be added thrill because the blue hole is right underneath your chair.
The hole that is dedicated to Aline Cunningham. And happy Mother's Day, Aline.
Yes, this hole has good vibrations.
The blue hole. Oh, all right. Let's see what the guy does now.
The blue hole.
Is he going to hit it now?
All right. He's beginning. Good luck to you.
And can we mic that? Here we go.
Here it comes.
Ball coming around the corner.
Here it comes.
Look at that. Right next to my chair, Mike.
It's right under. He's
come on down
to,
and play it.
He's going to have to go around the cables.
How much would you pay me if I farted in his face?
I would pay you $50. $50 American. I can't pay you today. I don't have the cash on me. But no, wait a minute. I might have. No, the wallet's in the car. Yeah. Well, I don't want to tell anybody.
All right, you're going to have to bend over and play the hole right there.
Okay. Go
you
ahead.
See, the hole is about 6 inches
Darryl,
away.
Darryl, where's that boom microphone? I don't want to use my own.
Oh, I don't want it on the mic. I don't want to cut one on the air.
Don, this
really.
Could be a first.
Well, now you're putting real pressure on me to see if I can fart on command.
There's real pressure here. All right.
Oh, he's already...
Wait, now hold it, sir.
He already hit the ball.
Get ready to make your stroke there. All right. Okay.
Now it's coming out.
Oh, dear. Well, don't push too hard. You're only wearing boxers. We don't want another repeat of Underwear Dan. There, we got an extra pair for you.
I swear to God, I'm trying.
You know, sometimes when you try too hard...
I don't know, maybe there's a little SBD that got out.
All right, you don't want to hit mud.
No. Oh, did he get it in?
He's already
played through.
Call him crazy, but he moved rather briskly through this hole. Yes, sir. What was your score on this hole? You had a 4?
I got a 4 on this hole.
And what is your name?
Mike.
Hey, Mike, those are really pretty underpants you have with the yellow smiley face on them. What do you do, Mike?
I go to Penn State.
Nice meeting you.
That's great. Do you wear that footwear around the dorm, the shower shoes with the white socks?
No, the soles of my shoes just fell off, so.
Do you smell anything? How about you, Hooters girls? You smell anything?
No.
No?
How about you, Mike?
No.
I'm losing my touch.
Man.
Something happened.
There was something there?
I produced. You owe me $50.
Oh, no way. I didn't hear anything.
I swear to God I farted.
I was going for sound. All right, here's another guy here. He's wearing the scorecard. He's wearing the scorecard. Darryl, you better keep that boom close. This is a new development in the underpants open. Oh, over the cable.
This could be like an all-time low in my career.
Yeah, I know. This is highbrow comedy at its finest, but I'll tell you.
I swear to God, I'm trying.
I know you are.
I'm all the way over here.
No, I'm nothing sorry. Here. I'm
Man,
sorry.
Normally, in normal, you know, when you have the pressure of being on
I
the
know.
Air, you can...
I'm sorry, Hooters girls.
You can reproduce it. They're all very disappointed.
Yeah, I know. What?
I did hear a slight...
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, $50.
Girl.
I'll pay
Thank
him.
You. All right,
based
now,
on, based
hey,
on this woman.
Five. All right, now all the guys are playing with me. And Tammy, we're giving away free underpants to everybody, aren't we? Hanes underpants?
These are lovely Hanes purple boxers that we have here. You know, the Hanes company, great patterns on their boxers, really.
Wait till we get our Hanes on you. They're giving everybody that shows up and plays today a free pair of underpants.
Cool.
Now, Buzz.
Yes.
Now that the news has been postponed, so I could try to fart on command. Let's see, we were going to talk about
Sammy the Bull Gravano.
Right, okay, let's start.
We was talking about mobsters.
You really couldn't smell anything.
No, and you know, I would tell you immediately, I've certainly suffered through 15 years of this.
That is a real low light for me.
Actually,
you know what
it's
I mean?
Only been 12 years, but when you talk about breaking wind, I add years on to it.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Right.
So there was nothing. Are you? What is the disappointment? Your own performance?
Well, you know, how many times have you known me to walk around the corner and be able to fart, like, on command and really big, loud ones?
Always right in the middle of my backswing.
Well, I'm sorry. I feel I let everybody down today. I'm sorry. You know, they should give me a commercial. Have you seen the Michael Jordan commercial where he says, even though I'm the greatest basketball player of all time, I've missed 26 shots at the end of the game.
Uh-huh.
I should get the same commercial.
Yeah.
Even though I'm one of America's most popular disc jockeys,
right?
I couldn't fart on command.
Well, I'll tell you something. The way I look at it, you have to look at the glass as being half full, and I say, this is something to shoot for. This is something that you can strive for, perhaps on the Christmas Eve show.
But only if the Hooters girls can be with me. Can you Hooters girls show up and do our Christmas Eve show with us?
Yeah.
Yes,
and
of
can
course.
You wear? I know you have the regular uniforms.
As long as you fart on command for it.
And will you wear like little elfin uniforms?
Sure.
Oh,
sure. I'll even wear the little pointy.
Oh, the little shoes.
Oh man, the Hooters girls Christmas Eve.
That'll make me fart. I promise. Now, Buzz.
Is that
yes.
A good thing? Good thing?
Oh, it's a good thing.
Oh, it's a real
you
good thing.
If you make a man fart, that's a good thing.
It's a real good thing,
girls.
I'm
going with my boyfriend.
All right, Dennis Quaid has just arrived.
Yeah. Yes, and what is this, sir?
McCauley.
What is this?
That's my high school pitcher.
Oh, I swear to God, I feel like I got one coming on now.
Where's Darryl? Where's the boom microphone?
I just let it go.
Too late.
Let it go.
Don't trip, Darryl.
Why is talking about the real Spicoli? There's no match.
This is a picture of you.
That's me.
And how long ago was this picture taken?
76.
76.
All right. Did he graduate okay?
Yeah, he made it.
He made that guy made it. You're a different guy now, right?
Nice meeting you. Nice meeting you.
And Buzz, would this qualify as one of the better lead-ins you've ever had to a newscast? We've had a very lengthy discussion of farting on the air.
There have been so many good ones, but this may be the best.
Now, what were we discussing?
Mobsters.
Mobsters, okay.
Oh, Sammy the Bull. Now, there's a guy.
Right.
You're on command.
Yes, Buzz.
You remember we had Peter Moss on the show. He was the guy who wrote the book,
Buzz,
about Sammy the Bull.
Buzz,
yes?
Let me interrupt you for a moment.
Yes?
We've got to do a commercial break.
It's
okay.
Commercial time, and maybe you could just try a little harder during the commercial break.
I give for this show. I'm going to poop in my pants for this show. We will... How you like that, Hooter Girls, huh? We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Hot Talk 1140 KHTK Sacramento, an American radio system station.
When I tucked the butcher knife and put it up to her neck, I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
They know the ass, Don and Mike.
Not as well as I thought, I guess.
There's been an intimate knowledge of that today.
So, I'll bring Nick Joe over. I understand that our former number one houseboy is here.
Nick Joe! There he is! Hello, Nick Joe!
Hello, Nick Joe!
Hello!
How are you?
Very good.
Hey, you big stranger. Come over here so I can see you. Where are you, Nick?
Right here.
Hey, hi, Nick.
How you doing?
Nice to see you again.
Matt,
nice
did you hear all the talk of Asian Americans that we were doing
I'm
today?
I'm very, very impressed by the turnout of my people.
Isn't this terrific?
It's great.
This is something special, and this is something we have noticed. It's been that significant today.
Tiger Woods and the Underpants Open are the two greatest things to happen to Asian golf.
Nick Joe, you're number one. Hey, we miss having you around.
Oh, I miss
you,
being around.
You goofball. And what about the... Didn't we contact you to try to go up to Letterman a second time and you couldn't work it into your schedule?
Yeah, I could make it that week.
So listen, how's the religious retreat going for you?
They're great, just as religious as ever.
All right, so you stuck with them and it's worked out for you. You're going up to those retreats.
And look at his hair has changed back to the original color.
Hey! Wow. If you look up top, it's kind of actually going kind of bleached looking again.
Is there any chance we get just a bar of Kumbaya?
Please, Nick.
Please.
Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya.
Take it, Nick.
Kumbaya, my lord.
Asian style.
Kumbaya.
Really heavy, heavy duty.
Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya. Oh, lord. Kumbaya.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Way to go.
Yes. Miss you, Nick.
Miss you too.
Miss you around the ranch, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you get to hear my great segment where I almost tried to fart off the air? I
missed that.
The Hooters girls loved it.
I called home during the commercial break,
yes,
right?
Man.
You know, and I'm like complaining to my wife about how cold it is and rainy it is out here.
What a miserable time you're having.
Yeah, wink, wink.
Right.
You know, trying to fart for all the Hooters girls. And I said to her, have you been listening? I said, what do you think? And she said, well, I've heard a little bit. I was really impressed with the last segment.
Oh, so she heard that?
Of course.
Yeah, not a big fan, but I heard in the background, my kid is loving it.
Yeah, of course
you
he
know.
Is.
So I know I'm going right to the target demo with a 12-year-old boy that he's digging it. Hey, Nick, are you going to play today or are you just here just to watch? Up, Nick Joe gone already.
Yeah, one little bar of Kumbaya, and he's amped. Oh, he's talking to Jimmy the intern.
Yeah, well, nice seeing Nick Joe again.
Yeah.
We are into the last hour of the Underpants Open at Woody's, and that's on Route 7 in Herndon, Virginia. We want to give a special thanks to Papa John's for bringing by pizza. Everybody today gets free underpants and free pizza.
Yeah, and the people here at Woody's have been fantastic. The Hooter girls have been very nice to us today. And all the people that came out, everybody's having a good time. Rain or shine, there are a lot of people that showed up. It's just raining a little bit out here, but everybody's still making their way through the course.
Shit, it is freezing out here.
It is a little chilly to be sitting here in underwear.
Now, Buzz,
yes.
I know that for the last hour we've tried to get to you to find out about the latest happenings in the world.
Yep. There's been some little nugget about Sammy the Bull Gravano, and mm-hmm. You know, Don, I got some good news.
What's that, Mike?
I've actually almost finished that book.
Wow.
Oh, well, how long ago did we have that guy on the show? A month ago?
Yeah, and I started reading the book about over a month ago. I'm working
working up to about 3-4 pages a day.
So where are we, Buzz?
Well, the author of that book is Peter Moss. He was a guest on this show.
Yes.
And a daughter of one of the victims of Sammy the Bull Gravano is now suing to make sure that none of the proceeds from this book go to Sammy the Bull. There's a law in New York called the Son of Sam Law that prevents people from profiting from their crimes.
Now, doesn't that apply, though, to guys that have been convicted? Because he got immunity. That's why he's able to talk about all this. He can't be prosecuted for anything, right?
I'm not a lawyer, so I don't have an answer for that. But I do know that, despite the Esquire, no, not really. But I do know that they cannot profit from their crimes in the state of New York, and that's what they're trying to prevent here.
Can't a mobster just get a fair deal anywhere?
Yeah, so he knocks a couple of guys off. Let him have the profits from the book. It's a great read. I'm tearing through it.
Mobsters are getting a great deal at Kennedy Airport in New York. You shop at the mall, the mob shops at JFK International. They had a big roundup this week. Dozens of folks who stole luxury cars, designer clothes, guns, and get this, aircraft parts from Kennedy Airport in New York.
Oh, yeah.
The FBI set up a 3-year sting operation, and they say this is tied to the Gambino family. And they say that Gambino family has been using JFK as their private supermarket.
Right. Who would want to buy airplane parts? Hey, you know, can you...
From the mob.
One Guido calls up another Guido and says, hey, I've got the trays. I got 300 of the trays that come out from the back of the seats. Not that I'm an expert on this, Don.
Yes, Mike.
But I must tell you, there is a tremendous, tremendous market for used airline parts and black market airline parts. Thank you very much.
Two words, discount flying.
Okay.
They have recovered $13 million in goods so far. The X-File is closed on the bachelor life of David Duchovny. He did get married this week in New York to the Naked Truth's Tia Leone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he wore a fake mustache to try to get by the reporters at any rate.
I give that marriage 6 months.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Just another one of my bold, brazen statements. Rob, write that down, please.
6 months.
6 months for Tia Leone and... David Spade.
David Duchovny.
David Duchovny.
And it's not going to be because of divorce. She's going to be abducted by aliens.
I might watch that show if David Spade was on it.
It could happen.
That's Tommy Boy's friend, right? That's David Spade? Gotcha. Yeah.
I'd watch it if Chris Farley played the other agent.
Well now, alien, for the love of God, there's a blue thing glowing. I could take a dump in a box and mark it guaranteed.
Well, one of the most eligible bachelors is now off the market. Speaking of which, did you see Ellen in 3D last night by any chance?
Yeah, no tongue, no pelvis.
No, not at all. But they didn't see it in NED in Birmingham, Alabama, which has bumped the show for the second week in a row now and replaced it with a local news magazine program.
Alan Hall.
Bammy.
The station ABC affiliate in Birmingham says it's inappropriate for families, this Ellen program.
Well, I was getting let down by the 3D with the 3D lesbian action.
Does anything that you've watched, I haven't seen any of it. Does any of it really work with those glasses?
No, and it's all like the on Tool Time, on Tim Allen. He came at you with these big hedge clippers, you know, like at the screen, but they don't jump out at you.
Boo.
I'm eager for Third Rock from the Sun a week from Sunday because they filmed their scenes, their 3D scenes, in these huge studios, so it should be pretty impressive.
I was watching the Weather Channel with my 3D glasses, and I got a better forecast.
Tonight on television, tonight on TV, Robin Williams and Billy Crystal guest star on Friends, along with the rest of the must-see lineup. Well, there's Warner Brothers.
You know, that movie, listen, I've just got to do my spiel on the movie Father's Day.
I'm in heaven tonight. I mean, I'm gonna enjoy that Friends.
You know, you got 8 of the people that I can't stand most in the world, the 6 friends, and you add on top of that Robin Williams and Billy Crystal.
Oh, and Robin Williams will be doing all his crazy poses.
Now, Robin, vamp for us. Vamp, Robin. Now do again where you're the little boy. Now do again where you're the genie from Aladdin. Ooh, good morning, Vietnam. You're so crazy, Robin Williams.
You know, I'm liking this so much that I'm actually coming around on Billy Crystal, which I never thought I'd
do. Oh, dear. No. Robin, you got to write that down, too.
Keep notes, Rob.
My God, what's wrong with you, man?
I don't know, but I mean, I've seen them on some of the shows, and they seem to have a chemistry together.
Oh, and it's real natural, Mike. It's not forced or anything.
Wait, if you love the chemistry of Robin Williams and Billy Crystal in Father's Day, you'll want to catch their next movie because they're so excited about what they've done so far.
Yeah, they're a new hot comedy team, huh?
Of course. They are. They want to do another movie together with lots of improv, lots of costumes, and lots of makeup.
You know what I say? Why give two guys that talented a script? Why not just run a video camera on them 24 hours a day?
I agree. I think that they could really just roll the cameras and let those guys vamp.
Tool Time's Tim Allen?
I'm crazy. I'm like from Russia or something. I'm Robin Williams.
The movie, do you think the movie will be a big hit?
Of course it will. It's the dumbing of America, Mike.
Uh-huh.
I bet everybody that's at this Underpants Open today will be out at opening weekend to see Father's Day.
Billy Crystal, Robin Williams, together again.
How about you, Underpants Dan?
You going to go see Billy Crystal and Robin Williams?
I'll be there.
He's been fed. He's getting sleepy. Dual Times, Tim Allen and Kirstie Alley are in Maryland this week filming a movie about some New Yorkers.
I bet she could fart on demand.
Kirstie Alley?
Kirstie Alley. I want to have the divorce in Maine. I love watching her decomposition.
Decompose.
As you watch her from like her earliest guest shots on like McLeod.
Right.
To then when she was on Cheers. Mm-hmm. To then to the Who's Talking, the babies talking.
As she slowly just turns into mulch.
Yeah, and then finally where the movie with Steve Guttenberg where she's like let herself go and she doesn't care who knows it.
She could probably be quite a performer in a farting contest.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, she's just a few miles away right now in case you want to drive over there. She's there with Tim Allen. They're making a movie about a couple of New Yorkers on the run from the law. And while they're on the run, they learn all about values from the Amish people.
You know the only thing that makes that funnier is if the Amish people were Robin Williams and Billy Crystal. That would be aces. Buzz, hold on there. You have more news,
yes,
correct?
Yes, I do.
And we'll get to it right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now back to the Don and Mike Show on Hot Talk 1140 KHTK, your home of the Kings.
Hey, the muffler plant's gone too.
Yep.
Sounds good. Melt the chocolate inside the dash. That really ups the resale value.
I think you're going to be okay here.
They have a thin candy shell.
Hmm.
Surprised you didn't know that.
I think your brain has a thick candy shell.
Your brain has the shell on it.
Are you talking?
Shut up, Rich.
They're all that in a bag of chips. The Don and Mike Show.
Now there's a good woman. See that woman? She's walking around just holding her man's pants.
That is the way to go. Sir, you got a dry cleaning tag on your shirt there.
That is a good woman.
Sorry.
Look at that. And he's got, like, the pants with the suspenders and all that, and she's just like his pants caddy.
Is that your wife? Or are you husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend?
No,
that's... met her in the parking lot.
Yeah, he's just met her in the parking lot.
It was very nice to meet a woman to hold your pants. We're live at Woody's. Where the weather in the last hour has turned from kind of okay to not so hot.
But we got some troopers out there. They're hanging in there with us.
You know, even as the rain continues and the cold weather pushes back in, there are still people who are coming who want to get their 18 holes in.
Oh, yeah.
And
I like that.
And I've been told that we do have, at this moment, two people who are tied. So after we get done with news and comment, we're going to have a sudden death playoff.
Ooh. And did you know that there were fish in that little pond? Did you see the fish?
Wow.
They're those big, are they koi?
Oh, I see one right there. They're like orangey fish.
Goldfish.
Hey, Rob, could you catch one with your hands?
Yes.
Yeah, no problem.
Rob's going over to catch one with his hands.
All right, let's see that.
Come on, Rob.
That I'd like to see.
Rob's going to try to catch a fish. I didn't realize they had live fish.
Don't go over there.
Don't fall in.
Careful.
Are you going to be able to get one?
I dare you to push him in, Daryl.
Huh?
I'd have to get in.
Well, just slide your shoes off.
If you have to get in, you have to get in, Rob.
All right.
He's going to say. Rob's going to come on the big water hazard now.
And if you want to see dreamy toenails.
I urge you
to check this out.
If you've ever wondered what Herman Munster's feet look like.
Yeah, even after surgery.
Look at those ankles.
Yeah.
Take a look at those ankles, baby.
Wow.
You got some ankles, Rob.
Way to
Thank
go,
you.
Rob.
They're thick and sensible.
Rob diving in with both feet.
Here we go. Rob going into the big water hazard
now.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
He's in the... Look at how deep that water is.
Bravo! Look at how deep that water is.
The crowd loves it. Rob, what happened?
The crowd comes to life.
I thought it was this effing deep.
That water has to be 3 to 4 feet deep.
I had no idea.
I thought it was 10
what did you?
Deep.
Oh, you sent him in to get to catch you a fish.
A koi fish. There are fish all around there, right?
Catch the fish with your hands, Rob.
I'm looking for the fish.
Rob, I had no idea that it was that deep.
And you know I'm seeing an electrical power cord here.
Oh, no.
Hey, Donna, you feel like jumping in?
Donna, come here and help.
help.
Come on, Donna, get in there.
Hey, where's Jimmy the intern?
Jimmy, come on, you can go. Jimmy, where are you?
Jimmy's up at the front door, I think. Still
going in the weeds.
Still signing people up to play in the golf tournament.
Have come here, Fish!
Rob is in now. It's not a water trap, Mike. It's a big pond.
It's a pond, and I thought it was 4 inches deep with some. Now Jimmy's getting in.
Here we go.
Jimmy's going into the water.
Oh, the geez. Footing looks rather unstable.
Yeah, Jimmy's really going after the fish.
Slippery from the moss.
Over here.
Hold on, let's all be quiet so we can hear.
All right. What was that, Rob?
It's like bricks or something. I ran into a wall.
Oh. Oh, the pain. Rob.
Hey, Rob, there's one.
Oh, Jimmy. You know, that's like something from a movie where a guy takes one step and the next step is like 10 feet deep.
Quicksand. All right, they're here at the pond in the middle of Woody's.
I've got one, but I can't get him. Ow! Rock!
Oh, rocks?
Rocks?
Oh, man.
Everyone quiet.
All right, here we go. Rob's going to catch a fish with his hands now.
You see it?
He went away.
Oh, all right.
Sorry.
How about you, Jimmy? You having any luck, buddy? Jimmy?
Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy's just trying to get Rob wet.
Just trying to splash Rob.
It takes so much to amuse him.
That's it. They're both down.
They're both down.
Yeah.
They're both in. They're both stopping well.
Oh, all right.
God. Oh, Rob.
Oh. Oh. We should have done this 2 hours ago.
Help me get out of this. Jane, stop this crazy thing.
Oh, Rob, really?
Are you all right, Rob?
Rob's
There's no way out. You're going to have to drain it.
Having a tough time getting out of there.
Oh, man, what a sideshow.
Oh, my God. Am I glad we have the digital camera? You will be able to see all of this on our website in about a week.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Rob. Leeches.
Hey, and was somebody eating a Baby Ruth candy bar?
Rob. Oh, my God.
Now, Jimmy, what are you doing?
Jimmy,
are
you still looking for the... Jimmy's taking a bath.
I love the water.
Are you blowing bubbles over there, Jimmy?
Oh, man.
Who knows how gross that water is?
Oh, God.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh.
You're the grossest, Jimmy.
I think we all know Jimmy doesn't care where he puts his mouth.
This counts as a bath for Jimmy.
Yes, it does.
This will save him valuable time later.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Hey, Rob. Good job.
Way to go, Rob.
I got no fish.
You the man.
No fish. How you doing, Jimmy?
Oh, that's great.
He really dug it.
I screen some calls now.
That is a big man-made pond right in the middle of the miniature golf course at Woody's. Hey, I applaud you guys.
Oh, man.
I applaud you guys.
Way to go, fellas.
You know what, Mike? They're the best lackeys a boy can have.
They're the greatest, Don.
You're the best henchman a guy could ever have.
You want to smell my shirt?
No.
Ooh. Is there a bouquet with the shirt?
Lovely.
Really like a septic?
What is Jimmy doing now? He just got his head wet? What did you do, Jimmy?
It's that hair thing. You just wanted to slick your hair down.
I washed the rest of my body so I don't have to take a shower. So
those guys are going to like smell like raw sewage now.
I know. It's like that fish poop all over them.
Oh, for goodness sake.
For some reason, I have a coppery taste in my mouth.
Oh. Let me ask. Hey, Dan. Underpants Dan, I bet you could really use a good bath.
Would you like to go in and catch a fish?
Would you try, Dan?
I'm not that dumb.
How about you, the guy with the purple cape on? You want to go in?
He's already in, though.
Captain Retard?
He's a
superhero to a new generation?
All right, be careful. Be careful. There are rocks in there, so be careful. Don't dive head first.
Captain Rebo. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. There he goes. I believe all the fish have been killed.
Look at him. Yes, modern-day superhero. It's Captain Rebo.
Way to go. Watch out, Captain Rebo.
Nice. Captain Rebo, how'd that go?
Please say happy Mother's Day to my mom for me.
Oh, yeah. And he has a pin on right by his genital area that says, "My mom makes me smile."
He enjoyed the dip, though, too. Everybody's enjoying the water here at Woody's. And who knew they had a lake here, too?
Who would have thought that people would start getting wet once it got cloudy and rained and got so cold?
It's just the spirit of the moment. Everybody's caught up in it.
How about you Hooters girls, huh?
Any of you Hooters girls like to take a little bath?
What do you think?
What I think?
What?
I I liked how when the Iron Man got out, his nipples were real hard. That's pretty nice.
All right. We appreciate your input.
I'm still trying to work up a fart for you girls.
You know, I'll tell you something. The tight Western shirt has never gone out of style either, has it?
There you go. Here's a cowboy junkie. Hello, sir. Oh, let's get the sound of him hitting the golf ball. And here we go. And now,
too much power, sir.
Oh, you missed a hole.
Too much power. Buzz, where were we?
We were about to go to Carrollton, Pennsylvania, where the only way you can follow what we just heard is with a story about an animal gone mad. A 400-pound Bengal tiger killed his trainer in front of an audience of 200 children and their parents.
Was it Siegfried and Roy?
No, I'm sorry to say it was not Siegfried
and Roy. Damn it!
I know.
That's so, I keep hoping it. Every time an animal trainer is eaten, it's either Siegfried or Roy.
Wouldn't that be a great show, especially if it was like a TV special? This is as close as we could get. People did try to help save the man, but it was for naught. This was a Catholic school fundraiser at which the Tigers were performing.
Oh, my God.
And the kids now are going to have to go do some counseling.
That's so sad.
Oh, I'm just looking at Dan and the guy in the purple cape put their pants on.
There we go.
Oh,
man.
Oh, dear. No, thank you, guys.
Morning at the Shriners Convention.
Listen, and that guy Dan, Underpants Dan, our official mascot, remember we paid the girl? How much did we end up paying her, Rob?
$175.
She better give him, like, second base or something for $175 bucks. They're going to the after Underpants Open party tonight, and we have scheduled them at, what, 4 o'clock tomorrow?
4 o'clock tomorrow.
We will get an update and find out everything that happened on their dream date.
And, hey, the jeans match the underwear. When do you think those were laundered last?
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Wow, that's just... Well, what's the main ingredient? It's not fabric, it's gravy.
God. Look at that. That guy's incredible. I think we found our new Nick Joe today.
Oh, we're going to have a few more visits from him. Of course, outside of the studio where we don't have to be in the same room with him.
Right. Okay, Buzz.
Yes. The only thing worse than what we've just seen is a doctor in New York who is now going to have to pay over $500,000 to a guy whose genitals were burned in a chemical accident at the doctor's office.
Oh, wow.
The man had a
Hey, Rob, are your genitals burning now?
I'm still trying to find those fish.
You may want to sit down for this. The man had a genital wart. The doctor meant to
use... What do you girls turn around for? Like, that's so weird, a guy's got a genital wart?
We all have them on this show.
Doctors use vinegar to turn them white so they can find them all.
All right.
The doctor meant to use a vinegar wrap.
Yeah.
Instead, he accidentally used a germicidal detergent for cleaning hospital floors.
Oh,
he told the guy to leave the wrap on for 5 minutes.
Oh, man.
After 4, the guy decided he couldn't take it anymore.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
He was, for a time, blackened, charred, and swollen, according to the lawsuit that he filed against the doctor.
Well, listen, I might put up with some blackened and charred to be swollen.
He was engaged to be married at the time. He said he had a few performance problems after this incident, and that's why he sued, and a jury gave him over $500,000 from the doctor.
But the good news is the pesky wart was gone.
Yes, yes, it was.
I just want to say I am loving this newscast, Buzz, with animal trainers being mauled by their tigers and men with warts.
Some days you get lucky.
Fantastic.
An Ohio woman. Oh, you were talking about the chair earlier that your wife brought home?
Yes, the crapper.
Yeah, well, this may top that or at least tie it. A woman in Ohio has bid $3,200 for a chair that Elvis might have sat in once at a steakhouse in South Carolina.
Any stains?
It's a wooden chair. I don't know.
I'll tell you something right now, man. That chair ain't worth diddly squat unless it's been soiled.
We have a couple of stories.
That is an insult to my doctor, to my daughter. I'll rip your tongue out by the roots.
Here's my chair, man. Can I sit in this for a second?
Thank you very much.
Ooh. Two stories today about American Indians. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, Indian students are being allowed to wear their traditional garb, their traditional attire.
Under their feathers and their war paint?
Under their caps and gowns at their high school graduations this spring.
Up and at them.
After the school board approved this yesterday, some American Indians danced around a drummer to celebrate their victory. But wait, there's more. In San Francisco, the chief of the Colombian Indian tribe says his tribe will commit mass suicide if Occidental Petroleum drills for oil on Indian land. They've done this before. Tribe members threw themselves off a cliff in the 17th century to protest Spanish colonialism, and they say they'll do this again if they have to. They say that pumping oil is like draining blood from the earth.
Wow, are they going to, is there any like Haley's Comet or Haley Bob Comet around that at all?
They have a different set of beliefs, I think.
Anna, Anna, cut your nuts off. Anna, Anna, cut your nuts off.
That Little League team we talked about earlier this week in Alabama.
You know, they were all castrated, all the Hale Bob people.
Yes,
were
they
castrated.
Were. Yes, they were. That Little League team in Alabama that had the X-rated video store advertised on their jerseys.
Right.
That team, the controversy's over. The team has been disbanded now.
The 69ers.
The team manager, the team manager was a local pastor, and he says that if 10-year-olds can't buy adult videos, they shouldn't be advertising
now
adult videos.
Now playing shortstop Vanessa Del Rio.
And a high school teacher in Florida is in trouble for pointing a starter's pistol at a student's head.
And that, listen, and that's so wrong.
Well, this guy's also a track coach, and the kid had been lipping off to the teacher.
Right.
The teacher got angry about this, and the kid could tell that he was getting the teacher's goat, so the kid said to the teacher, "So hit me." So the teacher reached into his desk, pulled out the starter's pistol, held it to the kid's head, and said, "Bang."
You know, my brother-in-law's a coach, and he's had one of those incorrigibles, and I can't blame those guys. You know, it should have been loaded.
He never fired, and the ninth grader wasn't hurt.
Well, listen, how's the kid going to learn a lesson if you don't shoot him in the head?
Exactly.
Where's the moral to the story?
I know what you're thinking, you little incorrigible.
Buzz, listen, hold on a second. You know what? Give me one more. Go right to the bottom of the stack. Give me your best.
All right.
Give me the kicker.
Let's wrap it up. This is the computer age, so it's not surprising, I guess, that a flasher would trade in his raincoat for a laptop. Officials at California State University in Chico say that a flasher left a nude photo of himself on the email of more than 1,500 faculty and student staff members.
And you know what's weird? Look at Daryl Nichols, our engineer, nodding his head like, yeah, good man.
Yeah, that's a wonderful one. I did it last month, but I only got 20 people.
That's the first place I go.
Click on this. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. We've got to do a break. When we come back, true golf excitement when we have a one-hole playoff.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And Rob, how many folks are two folks are tied?
I think we have two tied for first and three tied for second.
All right, it'll be real excitement when we come right back at the Underpants Open. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Who the hell told you I wasn't going to be here? I'd like to know. Do you have any idea who it was?
Yeah, I do, Coach.
Who?
I'll point them out to you in a while.
They were from Indiana, right?
No, they're not.
No, weren't from Indiana, and you didn't get it from anybody from Indiana, did you?
Could we please address
No, I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a shit what you do.
Bastard stepchildren of the CBS family, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, I hate to let everybody down, but I had to relent and put my pants back on.
The pants are back
on. I was freezing.
It's gotten a little chilly here at Woody's.
Certainly not as cold as Rob Spiewak, who took the dip in the raw sewage treatment
like jacuzzi,
plant.
And,
like a jacuzzi.
And you took about, what, 8 layers of skin off your... Are there 8 layers of skin? You took it off your knee.
Guy like me, I can lose blood, and that's okay.
Hi, how are you kids doing?
Good, thanks.
What's your name?
Nick.
Deanne.
And where are you from?
Deanna.
Deanna.
And listen, I want to say something to you, Deanne. We were looking at you when we were in our little gazebo. You need to pull your pants down a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Just a little bit. They're hiking up. It wasn't necessarily a bad thing, though.
Just a little bit. Now, we have real drama here as we end the Underpants Open. Oh, and big thanks to our friends, the Hooters Girls.
Hi, Hooters Girls.
We love all the right. Hooters Girls. They've been wonderful.
They've been
wonderful
fantastic.
Today at each of the holes. And we have two guys now who are tied for the lead, so we'll have some real drama here.
And here's something very exciting. Dan's teeth are in one of the water hazards here.
Big Gum Jim, what is the score here?
They are both tied at 46. John Cousins and L.C. Yee.
So you know what? This is like for real money. This is like real golf tournament fun for $1,000.
Now this is a sudden death playoff where they're going to go hole to hole. If they're tied after the first hole,
they'll
play
another one.
They go to a second hole.
All right, who's first? Have we decided who's going first?
We'll flip a coin.
All right, the coin flip. Jimmy, you going to flip the coin?
Call it in the air.
All right.
And it is tails.
Tails, that means you go. What's your first name?
John.
John, all right.
All right, John, good luck. Line your ball up. Oh, you're going, again, as a tribute to Aline Cunningham for Mother's Day, you're going for the blue hole.
All right, the blue hole. This is real athletic tension.
Now, everybody, let's be quiet like they really do during a golf tournament. And, Daryl, we're going to mic this all the way. All right. True drama.
John is standing over his putt right now, and he's about to go for the one.
True drama.
Dollars.
And here it goes. Here it goes.
Looking
here
pretty good.
It's
looking pretty good.
A pressure shot, my friend. How you doing?
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Man.
It was easy, he says.
LC, a little pressure on you right now.
Yeah,
anything you want to say before you attempt your shot? You got to put it in one.
I'll give it a go.
He'll give it a go.
All right, LC.
Sounds pretty confident to me, Don.
This would be for $1,000.
All right, LC's got one chance to do it. If he misses it, that means John gets the money.
Come on, LC.
All right, here we go.
LC, not to put any pressure on you, but we really have to get a commercial break in, so. let's hit this ball.
All right, LC, over the ball. He's concentrating.
Here it comes, Mike. Oh, LC.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Wait! Oh!
Just missed! That was such a good effort.
Good try, LC.
Thank you.
Way to go, man. Good job.
You know, it looked like it was going off to the right and it curved back.
Let's hear it for John, our champion.
Hey, John. Congratulations. You're the Underpants Open Chance and you get $1,000.
Thank you, sir. I'm very, very, very happy that everybody came out to see me today. Thank you.
Listen to that big goof. Where do you work?
In Rockville, Maryland.
All right, and thank you for you better not work here. If he works here, we're going to have a problem. Thank you. Now, we do have to do a quick break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now back to the Don and Mike Show on Hot Talk 1140 KHTK, your home of the Kings.
Would you identify yourself?
Do I make you horny?
What do you say we cut the chit-chat a-hole?
Gladly take a dump, put it in a box, and mark it guaranteed. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, we got some guys over here in the corner trying to impress me with their Nicolas Cage sound-alike ability. All of them in the corner screaming, "What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole!"
One of the most popular pieces of tape on the show.
We want to thank those guys for coming out, all these other guys and gals for coming out, the Hooters gals.
You guys are great!
We want to thank everybody at MDC Late Night Video, the Flight Deck in Herndon, where they're having the after party, Papa John's Country Butcher Barbecue, and of course, here at Woody's, where they've been fantastic. And now, the presentation of the green boxer shorts and the $1,000.
As everyone knows, this is a very touching, very moving, very traditional ceremony, and of course it will be handled by our own Rob Spiewak.
And if you would please, winner, wear your hat like a ball player.
Yes, turn your backwards.
Turn your baseball cap around. Yeah. And now, here's Rob Spiewak with the presentation. And what are the Hooters girls doing?
The Hooters girls are like fidgeting with their tops.
They're bent over. What are you doing, Hooters girls?
You're getting your shirt untied. They're tied up in the back, and it's uncomfortable to sit in the car the whole time.
Yes,
ride home
it is.
And who's
putting on a lesbian show for you?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hooters girls. Okay, Rob, let's get our. You knew that's what we wanted, and I promise I will fart for you before I leave. Rob, could we hear the presentation?
Sir, it is with great honor and congratulatory wishes that I stand here dripping with algae and give you the green boxers. Congratulations, champion of the first Don and Mike Underwear Open.
And you're feeling
thrilled.
You're feeling, sir.
All right.
Are you chewing gum?
Yes, sir.
Would you please
spit the gum out? which one of you Hooters girls wants this? I'm not putting this in my mouth. Your feelings, sir. Hey, it wouldn't leave my hand.
Well, I'm really happy to win this tournament here, and I'll be happy to come back next year and defend it easily like I won today, and I just wish my dad was here to see everything.
Yeah.
That's right, like a confident winner.
I like
and,
that, too.
My mom's probably listening, so hi, Mom. And
I hear a fuzzy joke? One of you jokesters back there? Knock off the collard green remarks. Yeah, I heard that.
Captain Rebo, cut it out.
Well, listen, congratulations to you. Our second prize winner gets the Fuji camera. Third prize gets tickets to Queensryche. That's it. We got to go. We'll be back with an all-new episode tomorrow. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Give yourselves a round of applause. Hey, hey. And we're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.